foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, on this day, the 29th of July, in the year of our Lord, 2013. This is Radio Biafra coming to you live and direct from London, from our studios. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are on this planet. We're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and even good night to some people, because Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world. Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world. We are welcoming you. You can get Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co, bilierhumanrights.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, or peopleofbiafra.org. On any of those platforms, you should be able to get Radio Biafra. We're asking you to please call us back in about 30, 35 minutes' time. There are those already calling. Please, we ask you to call us back later on. This is Radio Biafra live transmission from London. On this day, once again, on the 29th of July, 2013, we are welcoming you wherever you are. We hope you had a very wonderful day. I'm joined once again very graciously by Carol Monday, and we are also with our dear sister, Chidera Akabo, who is joining us from the United States, from Tennessee, Johnson City, to be very precise, in Tennessee, who will be giving us the news very shortly. Please remember to tell your friends and your family, even tell our enemies, tell everybody. It doesn't take anything away from you to say to the next door neighbor, I am listening to Radio Biafra now, and this is how you can get it. Any internet-enabled device can get Radio Biafra on it. Any system you have, any mobile phone you have, any tablet you have, any laptop, any computer system you have, as long as you can browse the internet with it, you should be able to get Radio Biafra. If you are in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, especially those of you who are privileged enough to have BlackBerry devices, you should be able to get it without any additional charge on your data. If you're using any of the Windows phone like Nokia or any of the other Androids, please consult your network provider. There may be a very hefty charge for it, which is why we want to get you a transmitter as quickly as possible. Once again, we are inviting you to join us. This is Radio Biafra. You know the protocol. Please give us 30 minutes. We will tell you when to start calling us. Once we say that the lines are open, you can then start calling us. And when you call Radio Biafra, please turn your system off or you turn it down. Once you finish talking, because the only voice you can hear are the voices of those of us in the studio, my voice, the voice of Carol Monday, or the voice of our dear sister Chidera, although we hope to be joined by Barrister Emma Mezu later on, and also Uche Mefo. Please, 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 there is no need for you to be listening to your voice on your system when you're talking to us, either via the phone or via Skype. which nicely leads us to the fact that if you want to call us on Skype, all you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. If you're looking for a number to call us with, please write this down, because our number never changes anytime we are in England. Anytime we're in Britain, our number is the same. It's only when we travel out of the UK that we advertise a new number. The number to call is +44 for everybody, even those in the UK, you can dial +44 78 31 308 376. I repeat, +44 or 0044 78 31 308 376. We are especially grateful to those that were listening to Radio Biafra from Onitsha yesterday. We had people calling from Onitsha to say we are receiving Radio Biafra loud and clear. We hope that is the same today. All our systems are telling us that everything is fine. Our transmission is going to the whole world, because Radio Biafra is listened to across every time zone on this earth. There is no country, there is no village, there is no town, there is no place inhabited by man that doesn't receive Radio Biafra. As long as you have internet connectivity, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. Once again, we're welcoming you. But before we proceed to get you the headlines and the accompanying news summary, please, I'll go to Carol Monde to please say hello to you. Please, Carol.
Hello, everybody. If it's good morning or good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are in the world, I know the Malaysians put their phones to what, 2 a.m., is it?
Yes, they set the alarm to 2 a.m.
Everybody getting up, welcome, good evening, and good evening to all our new members.
Thank you very much. And Chidera, please.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabu, and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. As we said, we hope to be joined by Barrister Mamezu and also by Uche Mefo as this program proceeds. Please do feel free to call us. Take down the details to call us, and then feel free to do so once the lines are open. If your call wasn't picked yesterday, there's every chance it's going to be picked today. If your call is not taken today, it's not because of anything. It's just purely random. It is selected automatically. We don't know who is calling. We see it. It tells us there are 10, 15 callers on the line at the same time. In every second, we go and we just pick one. Please persevere and keep calling. If you have a special announcement to make, if you have something important to say, please do not hesitate. Do not hesitate to let us know, and then we'll be able to make a special provision for you. We are also grateful to our brothers in China. China is rising up the same way that China rose up to dominate the world economically. It's how we are hoping that our brothers in China, under the leadership of Tochukwu, is doing exceptionally well. They are grouping. They are doing very, very well, and we encourage them to continue to do so. We are also encouraging those in Slovenia to do the same. We are encouraging all of those in Senegal to please come together and firm up yourself so that we can begin to move rapidly. There is nothing stopping us from getting Biafra. The only thing that will stop us from getting Biafra is ourselves. We remind everybody once again that this is Radio Biafra, the only place, the only platform, the only station, the only media house projecting the voice of the dispossessed, the distressed, the abandoned, the kidnapped, the slaughtered, and the deported people of Biafra. We are the only people on the face of this planet broadcasting unadulterated truth regarding how we're going to get Biafra, because Biafra is the kingdom of God on this earth. Biafra is our new Jerusalem. Without Biafra, we are not human beings. If you don't have Biafra in your life, the same way that Christians say, if you don't have Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. If you don't have Biafra, you have a one-way ticket to hellfire, because Biafra is God's ordained kingdom on this earth. We have our reasons why we are saying this, especially on this day, because today marks the anniversary of the killing of our people in the northern part of Nigeria. It marks the anniversary of the death of the first general from the whole of sub-Saharan Africa, General Aguiyi Ironsi, who was cowardly killed by T.Y. Danjuma and the rest of the people at Ibadan when he went to visit a former colleague of his and the then military governor of the Western region, Fajui. We are remembering this very gallant hero. He is not a villain in Nigeria. We know his mistakes. No. He was a battlefield decorated general. Not the generals you have these days, which are quota general. If you have one general from Asaba, you must have another general from Zungeru. No. The white people recognized what he did on the battlefield, and they gave Ironsi, decorated him on the battlefield. He led United Nations when this world was still rife with all manner of racism. Yet they found it fit to confer on Ironsi the generalship to lead United Nations forces in Congo, where he distinguished himself. on the battlefield, not in, committing coup or carrying out coup or shooting people on the back. No. Ironsi was a very brave soldier, and we remember him, and we continue. We know where his mistakes lay, but on this very issue, he was a very, very gallant soldier. He wasn't a politician. He wasn't trained to be one. He's a soldier, and he was recognized as such. He was the general officer commanding the entire Nigerian army. He wasn't a major general. He was not a lieutenant general. He was not a brigadier general. Agu Ironsi was a general on the battlefield, recognized by the British government, conferred that title by the British government. So when people speak about Ironsi, they should speak with a lot of reverence, because what Ironsi accomplished militarily, no other person has been able to do so in the entire sub-Saharan Africa, including South Africa. Nobody. So we must talk about Ironsi with a lot of respect, not because he's from Ibeku, no, but because of what he accomplished on the battlefield that led them to confer upon him a general. We are welcoming you once again. We are going over now to Chidera. Please give us the news headlines today and the accompanying news roundup. Please go ahead.
The news headlines. Today is 47 years of misconceptions of the coup of July 29, 1966. We're also reporting that former Abia State Governor Kalu wants more books on civil war. Also that Njiko Igbo Nzeribe can't speak. Njiko Igbo is saying that Nzeribe can't speak for Igbos. We're also reporting that the five northern governors are saying they had a deal with Goodluck Jonathan. Boko Haram kills 20 civilians in northern Borno State. We're also reporting that there is a Nigerian-UK 3,000 euro visa bond to begin in November. And lastly, that Abacha's son, Etete, fights over Malabu oil. Now the news in detail. 46 years ago, the counter-coup to the first coup of that of January claimed the lives of General Thomas Johnson Omonakwe Agu Ironsi and his host, Lieutenant Colonel Francis Adekunle Fadjie. Ironsi was in Ibadan as part of his reconciliation tour after the first coup that killed mostly prominent northern politicians and army officers. Both Ironsi and Fadjie fought in the United Nations operations in the Congo. Ironsi led the contingent. He was the target of the coup plotters, but Fadjie, then military governor of Western Region, died protecting his leader and guest. They remain the most unsung military officers of their era. Accusations against Ironsi were that he made laws to facilitate Igbo leadership of the country, and he failed to punish the first coup plotters. These were, at most, speculations. 6 months in power, Ironsi was murdered. He has been demonized, blamed for every Nigerian challenge, and accorded no respect, though he was medaled for his leadership in the UN Congo operations. Fadjie is tarred with the same brush over his refusal to turn in Ironsi. Ordinarily, it should have counted for him as an act commensurate with his status as an officer and gentleman. Former Abia State Governor Dr. Oji Zokalo yesterday called on Civil War veterans to put their experience in writing in order to fast-track the process of national reconciliation. Kalu said, "Truth and time play a role in the healing process. From Brigadier Godwin Alabi Sama's account, we now know that friendship indeed existed across the battlefield." Once again, General Alani Akinrade has come out clean as a hero, and we can also learn to forgive, since Alabi Isama and Akinrade are crying for ailing Brigadier Benjamin Adekunle, their commander, who allegedly planned to assassinate them in Afa. In a statement issued by his aide, Emeka Obasi, the ex-governor urged other participants like Generals Akinrade, Ibrahim Babangida, Muhammadu Buhari, Konrad Mawo, Ben Mwajei, Inua Woshishi, Lambert Ihanacho, Mohamed Magoro, Garado Nasco, Sonny Toyo, and Colonels Chris Ugope, Sani Bello, Emeka Ananaba, and Yemi Alabi to boost the library with their accounts. Babangida held on to the Ozakoli even with bullet wounds, the same town where Ananaba operated as 8th Commando Brigade Commander. Babangida, Ten Haman, Ozemena Igbeze, Maman Vatsa, and Garabajuba joined the army same day in December 1962 and were active during the crisis. Buhari and Ugokwe joined same day too, but 8 months earlier. Perhaps he, Buhari, should let us know why General Olusegun Obasanjo referred to him as a field commission officer, Kalu added. Barely 1 week after he stated that Igbo should not aspire to the presidency, Senator Aton Zeribe has been taken to the cleaners. Commenting on the former senator's remarks, Senator Emmanuel Onwe, Director of Operations Njiko Igbo, stated that Nzoribe had no moral right to make such a statement, since he has not, in recent times, talked about the injustice meted out to the Igbo. First and last, given his personal history, Senator Aton Zeribe lacks any moral or legitimate standing to speak for Ndigbo on either the 2015 question or any question whatsoever, he stated. Continuing, Senator Onwe said, "It is curious that this nation has been in a quasi-state of war for over 2 years, but the voice of Nzeribe has been silent. Ndigbo have been bombed and butchered in their places of worship and business, in some sections of this country, by nihilistic Islamic fundamentalists, and yet the voice of Nzeribe has remained silent. The corpses of dozens of young men who were clearly victims of the extrajudicial execution were recently plucked from Mizu River in Anambra State, and yet Nzeribe did not call a press conference to condemn it or demand answers from the Nigerian state. The troubleshooting efforts by 5 northern governors, all of the ruling People's Democratic Party, PDP, to save the country's democracy, which began on July 20, 2013, with a visit to former President Olusegun Obasanjo, may have paid off, Daily Sun has learned. This is so because President Goodluck Jonathan, who seemed unperturbed by the political situation in the country, judging from the comments of his aides, not only invited the 5 northern governors spearheading the Save Nigeria's Democracy campaign for peace talks at the weekend, but also had an audience with Governor Rotimi Amaechi of River State, whose travails appeared to be one of the sources of the current political tension in the country. Interestingly, former head of state, General Abdulsalami Abubakar, had shortly before the governor's visit to Obasanjo warned that the river's crisis, if allowed to fester, could truncate the country's democracy. Suspected Boko Haram members at the weekend shot dead more than 20 civilians in the northern Borno state, a military spokesman said yesterday. The suspected sect members came armed and fired sporadic shots that killed over 20 innocent civilians. Lieutenant Haruna Mohammed Sani, spokesman for the Multinational Joint Task Force, MNJTF, said. The violence took place on Saturday in Dawashe village, the army lieutenant said in a statement. He said men from the Civilian Joint Task Force, a vigilante group formed in Boko Haram's bastion Maiduguri to combat the Islamist gunmen who have been terrorizing the region for many years, entered Dawashe to search for suspects. The suspected Boko Haram members subsequently opened fire in the village, the spokesman said, adding that the 20 victims were mostly fishermen and traders. Despite British Prime Minister David Cameron's assurance that he will not sanction the controversial £30,000 visa bond, his government last weekend insisted that it would begin the trial this November. The visa is to restrict some visitors from India, Nigeria, Kenya, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. They will have to pay the cash bond in return for visitor visas that allow them to stay in the UK for up to 6 months. At the height of the controversy, David Cameron's administration assured that he would not sanction the policy. But last weekend, FT said, Britain is pressing ahead with its trial of a scheme to make visitors from 6 countries pay a €3,000 bond, despite an international backlash and complaints from businesses. The government said it would begin a pilot in November to impose visa restrictions on 6 Commonwealth nations, including India and Nigeria, even though David Cameron poured cold water on the scheme in June after it provoked uproar in Delhi. The last may not have been heard from the controversial Malabo oil deal. Mohamed Sani, one of the children of the late head of state, General Sani Abacha, is locked in a battle with a firm owned by a former Minister of Petroleum Resources, Mr. Dan Etete, over 34.4 billion naira, which accrued from the sale of Oil Block 245 to Shell Nigeria Ultra Deep Limited, Nigeria Agip Exploration Limited, and Shell Exploration and Production Company Limited. The row between Mohamed Sani and Etete, who was a minister in the General Abacha regime, has underscored the personal intrigues behind Malabo oil deal and how it is rubbing off on the nation. The $215 million is, however, stuck in an escrow account with JP Morgan Chase. This is the news of today, July 29, the year of the Lord, 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, Chidera. Thank you very much for that. As all can hear, those of you listening, in different parts of the world, our news is packed today, as always. It's not been as bad as it's been for the past 3 to 4 days, but there are a lot of things for us to get our teeth into. I'll be going to Carol in a minute. I may also be going back to Chidera for her views and her opinions. Please, we are begging you, all the people calling on the phone, all the people calling on Skype, to please give us some time. We will announce when it will be prudent for you to do so, and we can start taking your calls. We intend to be on air this evening, minimum 2 hours and maximum 3 hours. We intend to be here for at least 3 hours to make sure that we accommodate every viewpoint, to make sure that all our deliberations, we have agreed on each and every one of them. This is the only place where people can debate, the only place where you can have disagreements, or you can agree to disagree, or you can disagree to agree, however way you want to look at it. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. If you have not told your friends about what we are doing here, please try and do so. Go and tell your friends about Radio Biafra. Tell them that we are here on the air. Tell them that we are live, transmitting to the whole of humanity. Tell them that this is Radio Biafra. Tell them that this is the voice of the people who are being killed by Boko Haram. Tell them that this is the voice of the people being deported from Lagos. Tell them that this is the voice of the people that their shops are being taken away from them in Lagos. Tell them that this is the voice of those without certificate of occupancy, despite living in Lagos for nearly 30, 40 years. Tell them that this is the voice of the people that wherever they go to, they're being driven away. Tell them that this is the voice of the people that sustains the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Tell them that this is the voice of the people that produces the oil that makes the name of Nigeria to be heard all over the world. Because this is Radio Biafra, and we are the children of God. And we are not going anywhere until we get Biafra. We are reporting that today is the 47th anniversary of the misconceptions surrounding the July 29 coup of 1966. The day that the Northerners came and cowardly killed Urunsi. They have rightfully argued over the years that he who sows the wind will reap the whirlwind. If you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. We know that for sure. Nzokwu is an Igbo man. He's a revolutionary. He went to the north and he killed the spiritual head of the Muslims in Nigeria, the Saduana of Sokoto, who is a royalty descended from the Moorish people from that came down through the Sahel region from Mali to come and establish the Sokoto Caliphate. When they conquered other Muslims in the area, they felt they were not doing the right thing and introduced a very violent form of Sunni militant Islamism into West Africa. This man was killed by Nzogwu. Nzogwu carried out a coup because, like now, Nigeria then was in a deep mire of corruption. It wasn't making any headway. Nzogwu was brought up, came to Sandhurst, here in England, here very close to London in Surrey. It's a very top military school. He was educated at Sandhurst, and he went back. He was because he's an Igbo man, so he had to be a revolutionary. He believes in equality. He doesn't like corruption. He doesn't like people moving about in with siren. He doesn't like bloated accounts. He doesn't like the nepotism. He didn't like the discrimination. And moreover, there was a speech that Saduna of Sokoto made. If you go to the website of Radio Biafra after this news, you'll be able to see it. That was the interview that Nzogwu watched and said, "I will kill this man." For ever daring to bring in tribalism, for trying to preach hatred inside Nigeria, Nzogu was brainwashed when he came to Sandhurst that he was a Nigerian. That is what we are saying to a lot of people that were brainwashed into being Nigerian. Nzogu acted like a Nigerian, hence the coup. The coup that led to the killing of a lot of very prominent Hausa, Fulani politicians, that led to the killing of a few Yoruba politicians. What happened was that there weren't that many Igbo people who were killed. But following the revenge coup that happened, almost the entire officer class of Igbo people in the army were wiped out completely. The Hausas didn't stop there. They went for Yoronsi at Ibadan. When he was attending his friend's house, he went for a reception in the then Western region, trying to preach peace. Instead of, because Yoronsi realized that Nigeria was fragmenting, so he felt the only thing to do was to have what is called the unitary system of government. We must enlighten our people so they know what is happening. There is a difference between a unitary system of government and a more devolved type of government. After all, in Britain, what they have is a unitary type of government where power is concentrated in the hands, or sovereignty lies, more or less, of course, it lies with parliament here, and by the executive expression of that sovereignty is in the hands of the prime minister of the country, albeit there is a collective responsibility around the cabinet. If you don't understand all of this, we'll try and explain later on, because it's very important that when we discuss issues concerning the Zoological Republic, that we follow events sequentially, that we go back into history, try to present it in a way that our people understand, so that when you go and you're debating with other people, you'll be able to tell them or speak to them or argue from an informed position. That is why we have Radio Biafra, the most informative, the most educative, the most enlightening media platform coming out of sub-Saharan Africa. There is no other place you will tune in this evening and you get this type of news anywhere being analyzed. Never. They will tell you what Jonathan is doing. If you're very lucky, you hear that Boko Haram killed 20 people. That is not news. They don't go delving deeper to explain to you the meaning of the news that they're presenting. This evening, we are telling you it is 47 years since the July 29 assassination of the entire Igbo officer corps in the army of Nigeria. Any Igbo officer in the north was massacred, was killed. It didn't stop there. After the killing of Yoronsi, they went into the streets in the whole of northern Nigeria and they intensified the massacre that started in 1945. So since 1945, we've been killed all over Nigeria. But in 1966 was the pogrom. They slaughtered our people in their thousands. Over 300,000 was killed in cold blood. Twice the number of the people killed when the Hutus and the Tutsis fought. If we remember the Tutsi and the Hutu incident in East Africa. The country has escaped me. What's it called again? The genocidal case that they're investigating in East Africa, the Hutus and the Tutsis, is lost me completely. Is what's it called again?
I don't know.
It's lost me completely. I'm sure one of our smarter listeners will be able to tell me. Is here in Kigali, is the capital of the place. What is the name of the country where Kigali is the capital of? You don't know? Chidera, do you know the capital of the country where Kigali is the capital of it? Rwanda. No, Rwanda is Rwanda. Thank you very much. It's Rwanda, yes. Rwanda just escaped me. It was on my tongue, but I couldn't remember. It's Rwanda. The amount of Igbo people killed in the pogrom of 1966 is twice, double the amount of people killed in Rwanda. But in Rwanda, they had a commission. They have the UN set up an inquiry to investigate crimes against humanity. We are not talking about the people they killed during the war, before the war itself started, because the war followed the declaration of the state of Biafra on the 30th of May of 1967, almost a whole year, as Ochukwu was giving them time to try and rebuild whatever tattered image of Nigeria had left. No United Nations inquiry was called. Nobody raised alarm that Igbos were being killed. The justification the Arab world used was that, after all, that Ahmadu Bello is dead. The spiritual leader of the Hausa Fulani people is dead because of that. That was a justification to kill all Igbo people in the north. Then my question to them, I've been asking them for the past 7 years in this country, is this. If that is the case, in the same Hutu and Tutsi violence in Rwanda, the president of the country was a Hutu man. The Tutsis decided to take power by force and shot down the plane carrying the president. And the president died, who was a Hutu person, and the Hutus went on rampage. The same thing that happened. Nzogu was an Igbo person, killed Saduana of Sokoto, Sahamadu Bello. And in the ensuing Male, they massacred our people. Nobody remembered it. The same scenario that happened in Nigeria happened in Rwanda. Why was it that Hutus were tried, taken to The Hague and tried for crimes against humanity and power handed over to the Tutsis on a platter of gold? Why did the same thing not happen to us? It's because of the inbuilt hatred they have for us. They hate us the same way they hated the Jews, because they know we are descended from God himself. They know we are the children of God. People are jealous of us. They are jealous because we are the children of God. The only people to exist for millennia upon millennia. Nobody conquered us and we didn't conquer anybody. They were jealous that we had a more sophisticated democracy than ever practiced anywhere in the world. They were jealous of the fact that the Igbo nation had no police force. They were jealous of the fact that we had no standing army. They were jealous of the fact that we had a trial by jury system. They were jealous of the fact that we had the most sophisticated legal, social, economic system known to anybody. That every child born in Igbo land must have access to a land. You must own a land. As long as you are a male child born in Igbo land, you're a landlord. Because in your life, you must own a piece of land. That wasn't happening in England. It wasn't happening in Russia. It wasn't happening in the US. We are the only people. Over time, we will tell you what it means to be an Igbo person. Today, we are giving you just one simple chapter. It is only in Igbo land that every male child born and circumcised on the eighth day is entitled to a piece of land in his life. If he likes, let him be conceived out of wedlock. Because as we say, if you don't have your mother's people, you have your father's people. If your father's people reject, you go to your mother's. Somebody must give you land somewhere. That is what makes us different from any other race. Because we believe that every human being born is a partaker on the table of the Lord. And the land upon which you stand is God's own temple. This is Radio Biafra. That was what happened many, many years ago, 47 years ago, that a highly decorated general in the field of battle, General Agu Ironsi, was killed by a bunch of cowards, killed by people from the north who didn't know their left from their right. We are also reporting today. I bet a lot of people didn't know that. It's only in Igbo land where every male child born has is entitled to a piece of land. People didn't know that before. We are the only people that have that. To show people that justice, that natural justice goes to the heart of our existence as a people. That is why when somebody tells you that they are Nigerians and they're not Biafrans, that person is demented. Start praying for that person. Because the person, the mind is not complete. Because where we come from, we believe in equity. The former governor of Abia State, Kanu, that is why I tell people my name is not Kanu, it's Kanu, K-A-N-U. Onye Kwamo Kanu, Oge Wutem. My name is Kanu, K-A-N-U, Kanu, not Kanu. This buffoon is the former governor of Abia State. In the olden days when Igbo land was Igbo land, this man cannot come out to speak in public. Because before you speak in Igbo land, I got saying, Nam Obonye Mori. When people ask you your name in Igbo land, they say, my son, come, who is your father? They don't ask you your name. And if you cannot say who your father is, you cannot speak in a public gathering. So, when our place was the way it used to be, Oji Sokalu could not have emerged to be the governor of Abia State. But in a situation where Hausas are in charge, anything goes. This man is now telling us that he wants more books to be written on the Civil War because of what we reported earlier, that there are a lot of things happening. Now, people are beginning to tell us the truth as to what's transpired during that very era from their various perspectives. People are claiming conquest and all the rest of it, but we know that in a one-on-one combat, we defeated them. When we fought them man for man at Abagana, we beat them. Before they ran to the Russians to give them MiG aircrafts, before they ran to the British to fund them, before they ran to the Americans to remain neutral, before they ran to the Arab world to supply them with the fighter pilots and bomber pilots, before they ran to the entire Arab world to give them mercenaries, before they ensured that the entire world blockaded the Bight of Biafra so we will not get any supplies. We beat them in a battle. And God knows that I want us to confront them again, as I said yesterday. I want us to avenge that very defeat. That is what makes us men and not boys. Now, Oji Sokalu wants many more books to be written. But at Radio Biafra, we believe in writing books and reading books. But if you read a book, you do something with it. Reading and writing a book and calling yourself a doctor, of course, he's not a doctor. His name is Mr. Ojis Okalo. He's not lettered enough to be a doctor, be it academic or medical. He is not erudite enough to be one. His name is Mr. Ojis Okalo. Here we don't afford or to give people accolades they don't deserve. This man, Mr. Ojis Okalo, the former governor of Abia State, who is a contractor to Hausa people, whose friendship with the former vice chancellor of University of Maiduguri, Jibril Aminu, made him what he is today. He went there, knelt down in front of them and begged for contract, and they took him as their own son. That is why he's making noise today. He's a nobody. He's a rent boy. He's a contractor. As somebody said, he's a job seeker. They have no job. All they do is to serve Hausa people. They do nothing. He's now telling us he wants more books to be written. Ojis Okalo, we don't need many more books. We need Biafra. Once we have Biafra, we'll build a center of excellence and of learning and put in the finest brains we have in history, in anthropology, and in social science to give us to chronicle our history for us from time immemorial, so that future generations, the same disease that afflicted our generation will not afflict those to come. What we need is Biafra, not many more books. We are also telling you that Governor Lamido and five other northern governors, whatever they call themselves, are talking about their deal with Jonathan. Only in the zoo that people will do a deal and be coming out and be shouting about it. Of course, the killing continues in northern Nigeria. They won't tell you, but we are reporting that Boko Haram, the killing field is still there. People are still killing them. They are going on killing themselves in the north. Radio Biafra will keep on reporting it. And also, the money that belongs to you and to me, the money that if they have sunk it in, would have provided us with decent education, hospitals, roads, jobs, everything, infrastructure. Abacha's son and somebody called Etete, they are looking... scrambling over the money, $250 million, that American companies, that Shell is helping them to loot from the country. Shell is a conduit of corruption with a few American banks. We'll be writing to them as usual to inform them that we are aware of what they are doing. We are not afraid of anybody, because if they kill us here, we go back home and kill Shell workers where they are. Anything they want, we'll give to them. It is our land. We make no apologies to nobody. We are not apologizing to any soul. Anytime you hit us, we'll hit you back as well. The era of turn the other cheek is long gone. If you attack us, we attack you too. So we are informing Shell that you are bringing in corruption. You are making it possible for money to be siphoned away from the country and lodged illegally in offshore bank accounts, and from there to private holding equity accounts in Switzerland and all over Europe. That is why you people want one Nigeria, so that your corruption can continue. But we are bringing an end to that, because Biafra is coming and nobody can stop it. This is Radio Biafra. The number to call if you want to join the conversation is +44 7831 30837 6. I repeat, +44 7831 30837 6. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the studios of Radio Biafra. With me is Carol Monday. Please, Carol, what do you make of the headlines we are presenting and accompanying news analysis, please?
Yes, I was listening to you very closely, and there is quite a lot of things that have sprung to mind, particularly as I live not very far from Sandhurst, actually. But the genocide that you were talking about, and you were saying about how they were jealous and everything. I've said this before, that the UN, they sent a US senator from the States to investigate what actually was happening down there, and he made quite a condensed report and wrote exactly how the Nigerians were jealous of the Brafon people, how they were an inventive, educated people in powerful, you know, in good jobs before the war, and that the war was literally based on jealousy. And he also showed the genocide, and he actually went back and begged the UN and the US to intervene. Went back to his president, Nixon, and asked him to intervene. And, you know, and we know that he didn't, obviously. But it is written down. So you say that it wasn't, that they didn't know. They actually did know. And it was also quite interesting that you're saying about the land, that you're given land
as a right.
Yes.
Every male child in Ibo, the only people that does that, every male child in Ibo land is entitled to a piece of land. You must get land to build your house. You must get land to farm. Yes.
But you say that's the only But actually, my husband is Saint Lucian, and it's their culture, which must be obviously there's some part of your descendancy, but it is their culture to do the same thing.
There is no Saint Lucian culture, it's Igbo culture. In
that's what I'm saying, because they're descendant, maybe it's the same where they've gone through. But what they do is that when their child comes of age, their family gives them their piece. Whether if they have, the parents haven't got it, then they go to the aunt or the cousin or whatever. But somehow you get your piece of land to build a house, because they gave me and my husband a piece when we, you know, when we became married. So I have my piece.
Does that happen in England?
Obviously not.
Exactly.
It's slightly different up
yes,
here.
Yes.
What else was on the news today? We have the PDP with Mr. Jonathan there. The only thing I can say about PDP is paedophilia diplomatic party.
Depraved party.
He is making deals all over with these northerners, and that's all it is. There is no democracy left. Democracy stands for to be even, to every vote has equal weight, to be a democracy society is that everybody is equal, and this is not the case, because obviously it's weighing now just to be Hauser. And if we do not come out by 2015, I'm telling you now, you'll all be Hauser. This is the time now. When we panic and we stress and we, you know, and we cry and we say, get this transmitter, and we beg and we plead, it's not because we just want this to happen. It's because we know that the clock is really, really ticking, and we only have until about 2015. 2014, we have to fight that amalgamation. 2015, you have to be out. Otherwise, you can just say, I'm Hauser, and give up your children. Just give up your daughters and your nieces.
To pedophiles, and it will never happen, not under our watch. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system off, please. Your name and where you are?
Hello?
Your name and where you are, please. Turn your system off. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, can you hear me?
We can hear you. Go ahead and give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay. I'm Brian.
And where are you calling from? I think the line was a bit faulty there. We encourage them to please try and call us back and follow what we are saying, please, that this is Radio Biafra. When you call Radio Biafra, please turn your system off. When you call Radio Biafra and you hear my voice, you begin to speak, that means you're live. If I can confirm that you're there, that means you're live on the air. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. They have caught the line. We don't know why. Maybe they wanted to test our people. Are doubting Thomas is also in our nature. We may be getting a piece of land, but sometimes it is also in our nature to doubt the availability of that land. Is the way we are. Our people are that they want to confirm that this is Radio Biafra for real. So they put the phone down. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good day. Can you hear me?
Very well. We can hear you.
Okay. My name is Frank. Okay. Patrick. S-A-M-A-P-O.
Go ahead, we are listening. Where are you calling from? This is Radio Biafra.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Are you part of the Biafran family in Malaysia?
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. I am very happy on the comments I was hearing. There has been really a lot of comments, and I'm very, very happy for what is happening there. I'm very happy for what is happening. So what I'm trying to say is that Biafra must stand, because the time has come for a change. There will be a great change, absolute change in that country. So I know there is hope for us to stand, and we are going to stand. Because God is by our side. Biafra is not ordinary. It's not ordinary. It's special. Right? They are very unique people. They are not like other tribes. That is why you can see anywhere they go, even in the desert, they establish. They make the land. So that is why I said I have to call to comment on my own. So I'm very happy to see that everything is going well. I'm very happy to. I have a vision that this country, that the Biafra must stand. I have a vision for that. And I know it is coming to an end. you cannot be in a bondage again. We have been in bondage for years, but I believe the time has come for us to be free. So I had a vision, I personally had a vision that no more problem, no more problem. People don't have any other problem. Their problem has ended. So what we are trying to, what we are trying to meet now for now is to see the reality.
Thank you very much.
So we are trying to make it, so everything is going to be, I believe God, the one that has showed me this vision, is going to make it to be a reality. So I saw the vision, the end, the problem of our country has ended. We don't have to, we don't have to talk much about it. We don't have to talk much about it. The problem has ended. So I have a vision. So there is nothing for us to, for us to be shaken again. I have always seen the end. I saw the end today. So there is no other problem. So you put it, when you don't try to record it, try to put everything in our way. So the problem has ended.
Thank you.
We don't have to say anymore.
The problem can end, but remember that this is Radio Biafra. We don't believe in the New Age Pentecostalism. We believe in hard work, because hard work makes things possible. You cannot sit in your house and pray and say everything is okay without putting work into it. We cannot say it has ended without our transmitter. We cannot say this problem has ended with criminals still in charge. We cannot say this problem has ended until we hoist the tricolor with the rising sun in the middle of it over our territory. We cannot say it has ended until we pass the first bill or the first law governing ourselves. We cannot say this problem has ended until we have our own standing army to defend us from external aggression. We cannot say it has ended until we have all the paraphernalia of state with which to run a decent democracy. We do not believe in wishful thinking. We are here to believe and to execute through hard work what it takes for Biafra to come. Do you believe in just prayer and saying you have revelation?
No, God opens the window is for you to climb through it. He says if you are a coward, you will burn in a sulfur. He said you have to stand up and fight. He's not going to do it for you. God's not there to intervene. He's given you the power to do it. It's for you to do it. And you know, we need to unite and get on with it.
Yes, and that's what we're doing. That is precisely what we are doing. That this is Radio Biafra. Please, once again, we give you the telephone number to call. Our Skype, once again, is just Radio Biafra. Add Radio Biafra, and that's all there is to it. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you're calling from. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, sir. I'm Okudere Matthew. I'm about from Zambia.
Okudere Matthew from Zambia, yes?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra from London, received and listened to in every country on this planet. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. I'm on the net. More and more radio on the net. Can now for you phone now. Look at you phone now. Look at now. The mama.
Thank you.
So the campo. The campo. Can connect and the bundi si anya ba. Can connect the bokwa wume. Because if I name na gang command, I ain't not happy enough, mama. So and most of my friends no pan eba no mama here. So I can see Tambo Kene Kankene Nam the Kano and the crew, including Taro and the judge and the rest of the crew. So I do not cool. So I mean I school can I get the way from Basi for my year.
Yes. Oh wait, but I mean Ole Kunudina, Zambia. How many of you are there in Zambia? Because yesterday we took a call from our brothers in Sao Tome and Principe. How many of you are there in Zambia? Because we want Radio Biafra Consultative Assembly to be in every country where there are Biafrans on this planet Earth. How many of you are there in Zambia?
I live in Nkuku.
Okay, so are you people planning to get together to form a meeting? We need a committee, we need a consultative committee in that very place, so that we guide the affairs of the people. We need minimum 10 people. Yes, so that is Zambia. Yesterday we got, or was it 2 days ago, we got a call from Angola. Today is Zambia, and we are confirming that our brother that sent us help from Angola has been received. Thank you very, very much. Let's go to the other side. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is
Your
line is not good, my dear brother. You wait, we are going to call you back. We promise we will call you. Your line is not good at all. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Onyeko Okechukwu. I'm calling from Nigeria.
From Nigeria, which part of the zoo? Which part of the zoo are you in?
I'm in Imo State.
Oh, Imo State is in Biafra land. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm in Imo State. Yeah, I want to commend your work there. You guys are doing a very wonderful work. I say kudos to you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. The world is listening. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Igbo people and other Biafrans are justified, and they should use every means necessary to free themselves from the Nigerian Union. Yeah, no person or group stops fighting a war for liberation until they win that war. South Sudan demonstrated this truth in 2011. The South led war with the Arabs. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
We are. The world is listening, my dear brother. I don't want to interrupt you. We are listening. If we're not hearing you, we'll cut you off. You will know. We are listening. Please go and make your point. The whole world is listening.
All right. What I'm saying is that the South led war with the Arab. The Arab not starting from 1956 to 2011 when they won their freedom and independence. It's slave mentality and cowardice that tells Igbo and other Biafrans that they should try all means to avoid another war with Nigeria while agitating for freedom. So what I'm saying is that Igbo and Biafra should start preparing for final showdown on the battlefield with Nigeria for their freedom. Let Nigeria. Yeah? Hello?
We are listening to you, please. We are listening to you. Okay. As I said before, we are listening to you. Please go ahead.
All right. So what I'm saying is that let Nigeria disintegrate. That is just fitting fate for a genocide state of Nigeria. So that's just my humble obligation. I want to thank you people. You are doing a very nice work.
Thank you very much. Which group do you hang on, dear brother? Which group do you belong to?
Sorry?
Do you belong to any group?
I belong to a group. One of these, Ohanaeze, the Youth Congress of Nigeria, is a group that is also fighting for the freedom of Ndibo.
No, we are fighting for freedom of Biafra here, not Ndibo alone. We are fighting for Biafra.
No.
We must get one thing straight.
Hello.
Let us get one thing straight, Ohanaeze. When somebody says they are fighting for Ndibo, it means they are fighting for contract. When somebody says we are fighting for Ndibo, they are fighting for a plot of land in Abuja. When they say they are fighting for Ndibo, they are fighting to open up a shop in Lagos. That is what it means, fighting for Ndibo.
See, the Ohanaeze I'm talking about is not the Ohanaeze of Ndibo. The Ohanaeze I'm talking about is the Ohanaeze of Fitzpone and not the Ohanaeze of Inu. It's a new group. Ohanaeze Youth Congress. The Congress and not Ohanaeze Ndibo.
Okay. Is the youth wing, yeah. Is that correct? Hello?
Not Ohanaeze Ndibo, we know.
Okay.
You are I'm talking about the Ohanaeze Youth Congress, yes.
Okay.
So, personally, I want to appreciate the lady in the house, Miss Caro. She's a wonderful woman. I don't know what the Biafra used to pay her back. She's doing a wonderful work. I take kudos to her.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And
yeah, take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. Give us your name.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra.
Vico, I'm from where? I'm calling from Cape Verde Island here in Africa.
From where, sorry?
Cape Verde Island.
I'm calling from Cape Verde Islands in West Africa.
Yes,
sure. That is wonderful. Today we've had a call from Zambia. Yesterday it was Sao Tome and Principe, and today we are getting confirmation that our people in Cape Verde are listening to Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. Your voice is going to the whole world. Please go ahead.
First of all, I want to thank you people who have taken us this long to the extent being in Europe. Last time I heard, you guys went to America to broadcast the radio, and now in Europe to make sure our voice are getting to every people around the world. At the same time, I would like to drop my own type of knowledge. Makasi ushonya de adenjo. I don't like otu ala gari otu na enyere aka la gari la basozi a ko ni ike la ko wara umu Biafra wonde no la ndo sidi shishe wonde la gbambo la cho ihe afọ geri onwe onye patakwara na ego ala pa ihe a ke onye ahụ gala alibo ga gula investment ala alibo maka ala ma no mu nzu la gbagasi kemgbe last week. First one, Omaka, deportation of Igbos from Lagos, and second one, the guys the mega business like Lagos, the comment I dropped when they were protesting about the bad thing that the government did to them. Kind of challenge to them, because I can't see the reason why they keep on developing another man's land. It shows that they don't have any sense, because although I was in there, I was born after the war. I don't know how it went, but I used to listen to go to the internet and read about the war, and I have read many things about the war. And
yes, go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
And how Igbos have been suffering in Nigeria, and I know that all those things that I have been seeing, and it shows me that there is no need of me to get the hard any money that we are getting here in abroad. There is no need for me to get this kind of money and go to any part of Nigeria apart from Igbo lands to put my investment.
Yes.
Instead of doing that, I prefer doing my investment. Investment. Come on, gala Yoruba or gala Alawusa or gala ebenda hule believe gi la habibo. Anolo. Come on, maybe fair ya ganu la bena republic. I prefer that, because kemgbe njiripụta ụwa mara ihe na-anụ ihe gbasara Nigeria, anụbe m na o nwere obodo ọzọ nọgidere gbuwe ndị Igbo dịka esi eme na Nigeria. Enweghị ntu gafere na hapụ esi egbukwere ụmụ Igbo na Nigeria. So biko, achọrọ m alaeke ka ụlọ na-enye aka na-agwakwanụ ndị nke na-amaghị ihe, na-agwa ndị nke na-aghọtaghị ka ha nwee ike ghọta uru ọ ga-aba ha nwee ibula investment ha ala ụlọ. Maka otu a ihe ala eme now, ala ekwu ndị Lagos State na aslo na onye Lagos la-adị mma ya ala be nna ya. Otu a ala eme ihe ana ife amata ala eme na ụmụ Igbo nọ ebe a, ha niile agbara aka ihe ile ha mere ebe ha wụọla ihe larala iyi. So nke ha ala eme na Naijiria ebe ahụ dịrị ha di ya. Mana ihe m na-ekwu wụ anyị nwawo ndị nọ mba ofesi dịka ụna agagharị laagharị la obodo dị iche iche wee lagbasa ozi a ka ụmụ ike la-akọwara ụmụba anyị nọ n'ụzọ ka ha nwee ike mara ihe na-emenụ, marakwanụ ihe dị mma ime. Ka hapụ ịwụ onye gbacha mba dakwụ gatig investment a Lagos again ọga buri ya gawa not biko.
Ndewo, ka masa gị ihe ikwuru, ndewo, imeela nnọọ nwanne ọma. I'll reply to what you're saying. Asking people to invest in Igbo land, to invest in Biafra land now, is false economics. It will not work. And we'll tell you why it won't work. For you to develop Biafra land, you need what is called capital infrastructural development. Without this infrastructure in place, you are not going to do anything. Without the capital infrastructure, nothing is going to happen. By capital infrastructure, we mean good roads. We mean sewage system. There are some things you don't see with the naked eye that is buried on the ground that sustains a city. You cannot come into a place like New York, or you come even Johannesburg, or you go to any civilized country, everybody has soak away at their backyard. What we call soak away back home. No, you build a proper sewage system to channel away raw sewage to a processing plant, or else you have cholera, or else you have incurable typhoid. Because the reason why we have so many typhoid is because the soak away when you finish digging it, and it collects a lot of human waste. It percolates and contaminates the water table. So when you sink your borehole, you are basically taking up typhoid in return. The incurable strain of it. So there are some things that we need to do in the first place. But those heavy machinery cannot come in through Lagos Port. Mind you, they close Calabar. They close Port Harcourt Seaport. So any machinery you are importing to come and build a factory in Biafra land has to come through Lagos. How many of them have they led through? How many Igbo imported capital equipments and machinery are in Apapa Wharf, rotting away due to excess drumorage? Because of what Nigeria placed an economic blindfold on Biafra. If you want to do beer, they can allow you. If you want to build a hotel, they can allow you. If you want to sell ice cream, they can allow you. But anything that will employ more than 50 people, they will not give you permission to do it. That is why we need to try something different. That is why we need to make sure that Biafra comes. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else shall be added unto you. If you don't seek your political freedom, your economy is meaningless. You can never, ever develop Biafra land. Take that to investment home. In 2 months' time, you come back to England and start doing security guard. Because the opportunity does not exist for investments to flourish. Because there is an economic strangulation against our people. And we're seeking to break it down with Biafra. Give us your name. They have gone, please. The caller on the line. If you call Radio Biafra, you stay where you are on Skype. Don't leave where you are. You remain where you are, please. Let us go to the line and see if who else we have here. We have Barrister Mamezu. He has joined us. But please, Barrister, remain where you are. We're coming to you shortly. This is Radio Biafra. Yes. Oh, give me a minute. If you call us, you cut off. You call us, you cut off. What is this?
No. I didn't cut off. It is a network I'm making it. It's not my fault.
Go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm very, very happy to you people to do this kind of program in mass media. I'm enjoying the program. As I talk about someone like Audius Okano, who are trying to tell us that we need to have the book. What did he try to be a saboteur to we Eastern regions? Hello? Yes,
we are listening to you. Go ahead. We are listening.
What did he achieve when he was a governor?
Nothing.
When he was a governor, controlled a lot of millions of naira in Abbey State. Some of his mates that have a good record have been in his net. Somebody like Chris in the some of them have been in his net. What did he achieve?
Nothing.
He was trying to blackmail black people, blackmail Nigerians, blackmail Igbos. Somebody, what did he achieve during the Biafra War? Is he not alive that time? What did he, as old as him, he cannot allow the youth people to come out and defend the youth. He was trying to tell the people that he want to go and defeat that he need to come and represent and talk on behalf of Eastern Zones. Enough is enough for this kind of betrayal. They are betraying us. They are betraying us. They are selling our rights to these northerners. Even though this the mother, the killing of Agi Rossi, some of the people are involved in that. In his death.
Yes,
I'm very happy. Enough is enough. You happened in my state? No, what happened there?
Your line is very bad, please. We have to come back to you. We must go to Barrister Mamezu. To go and hear what he has to say. Because this is Radio Biafra, and we are broadcasting to all the ends of the earth. Please, do bear with us. We'll take all your calls one after the other, please. Barrister Mamezu, are you there, please?
Yes, I'm here, Director. Good evening, and good evening to all our listeners. Director, may I join you to remember our fallen heroes, those who represented Biafra before and after the war. May all their souls rest in peace.
Amen.
It is wise and necessary for us to remember them so that things will go well for us.
Yes.
I have to add further that the restoration of Biafra is now becoming more apparent than necessary. following on with events of what is happening yesterday, 2 days ago, last week, and even now, the restoration of Biafra is at hand. And the reason why I'm saying this is because those who are not even saying anything for the past 25, 35, 50 odd years are now saying things about Biafra and Nigeria. Yes. Those who want us to hear about Nigeria rather than Biafra, they are coming out from the woodworks. They are showing their faces. They are trying for their voices to be heard when it is not necessary. But my happiness is Biafra reigns supreme. And I'm very glad, Director, you are speaking and speaking loudly. Regardless of how any distractor will come to you and say otherwise, you remain focused, you remain tenacious, you remain unshakable, because you are ordained. You have been brought by the God of Biafra to speak for the world to hear you. Not 20 people or 40 people or 400 people being Biafra. Only a few, as you know, according to the book of Matthew, many are called, only few are chosen. And those few will be those few that will bring about Biafra. Of course, you will meet oppositions. You will meet distractions. Some people will call you names, but you will not be perturbed. You will not be disturbed. You will not be distracted. Director, the spirit of God is upon you. The spirit of Biafra is upon us. Those who know that Biafra must stand, the editorial board with Dr. Gemba, Barrister Mekemeke Siri, Uchemefo, Wada Biafra, Ada Obara, and Steve Ipa, engineer, and director himself, Nnamdi Kanu, of course, including Imam Mizu. We will not look back in coming forward. The Spirit of God is upon us. And whoever is listening, please take note. What we are after is the restoration of Biafra. The Russians, the Egyptians, the British and Americans, they supported Nigeria in bringing about our downfall. But you will not be anymore. My prayer and my announcement to everybody who is listening, please do your best to speak English. Forget about the speaking of Igbo. We are not speaking to ourselves. We are talking to the generation of people and foreigners around the world who should come to our rescue. After the restoration of Biafra, then there will be time to speak Igbo. Some people will phone, they will say, let me speak Igbo. The person in Russian land, the person in France, the person in America will not hear Igbo language. Please, my people, I know that no matter how we speak, no matter how we advise you, you will still get few odd people who would like to speak Igbo. We are not here in a kitchen business. We are not here in a buy and sell business. We are here the restoration of Biafra. Once we get that Biafra, every tribe in Biafra land, we have time to speak their own language. Igbos will speak, even when you come to Igbo land, we have so many tribal languages. We have Anambra, we have Igbo, we have Okereka, we have Ikoro. When you come to Biafra land, we have Kalapa, we have Akwa Ibom, we have Goa Benue. We have so many people within ourselves. We have the Anioma and the Anyangan and every other tribe in the land. Let us first seek ye the kingdom of God, just like the writer has said about 15 minutes ago, and every other thing will be handed unto us. Could we please do our best to resist this evil business that cannot even afford us anything? Even if it is broken English, speaking English, please speak it that way. Let's look forward to this particular restoration of Biafra. People should come second. Let us carry on speaking, no matter how we can put this speech in English. Our aim is to bring the Biafran land together. I am fed up in this country. Let us go back home where nobody will deport you. Let us go home where nobody will stop you to import whatever you need to import to restore your country. Let us speak English so that the whole world will hear our plight.
If we carry on speaking it, we're deceiving and deluding ourselves. It pains me. When those, please, if you cannot speak it, speak it in pidgin. I do not like this idea of Igbo. Let me speak Igbo. Director, please, carry on discouraging them. I am fed up. When I hear Igbo speaking on this radio Biafra, I get upset. Sometimes I say, I'm not going to call today because they are speaking Igbo. It's Fred Hunter hearing Igbo. It's Carol Monday sitting down there with you in the office hearing Igbo. Please, let us organize ourselves in a proper manner. This Igbo speaking, I am getting fed up, and it's making me upset.
You don't have to be upset, barrister. You don't have, because it is your language. You don't have to.
Director, let's forget the language until we restore.
No, we will come. We will come to that. It is your language. If people express themselves the best way they find fit, if somebody.
Director, let us not. Director, please, 1 minute. Let us not express ourselves because we haven't gotten what we are looking for. If we have gotten what we are looking for, then we start expressing. Would Freddy Honda hear them expressing their language? Would Carol Monday sitting down there by you? Come on, director, you know more than this. If the speak people, with those who you are trying to convey your messages to, people in Burundi and people in Gabon hear you, are they speaking in Igbo there? Director, please, one thing first.
I know. What if you had said here that if you are prepared to come out to co-host, to co-anchor, or to, if you're asking for sponsorship of an exclusively Igbo program, I can understand that. As long as this is the only offering we give to them, it becomes a bit difficult for some people. There are some people who are vast, more vast. They think that I can express myself better in my own language than any other language. I understand the difficulties inherent in conveying our message to a worldwide audience because we are projecting Biafra to the world. We are saying this is our suffering. How can somebody who doesn't understand Igbo understand your suffering to join you to fight for your suffering if the language you're communicating with them, they can't understand it?
Because thank you.
Yes, I know, I understand all of that. Even when ANC was fighting, the language of the struggle for ANC was English, so that as many people as possible in the world can understand. So we encourage our people. What we need to do is very simple. There is a solution to the problem, is that we are going to host an exclusively Igbo program, maybe starting sometime as soon as our app comes out. I keep talking about this app all the time. As soon as it comes out, we'll find time to have exclusively Igbo program, maybe 1 or 2 hours, even in a day before the English version comes on. So that we
I don't mind, but for now we have something at the table that is to compare to the worldwide audience our plight. Remember what the chicken says. He said the reason why he's crying is not because what is holding him living, is for the world to hear him.
Yes.
That's why he was crying. The reason why we are lamenting, we're not talking to ourselves. Director, if we are talking to ourselves, then we'll be speaking Igbo. And you know that I'm very fluent, just like you, director. If you want me to speak over the language, I'll speak it to you. But yet, I'm holding myself, because I know what we're after.
Yes.
It pains me that our people are suffering. Even the houses who are killing us cannot even understand Igbo. They are within us in that same land, yet they are killing us. Then talk place of those who are far away from us. If we carry on speaking, I don't like it, period. When people are expressing their... How would anybody doesn't understand Igbo hear what you are saying? Thank you, yeah. Director.
Don't get too upset. There's no need for that, barrister. We know, I understand and I agree completely with what you're saying. The language of freedom fighting is always English. When you get what you're looking for, you can go back and speak your mother tongue. Nobody's going to stop you. But we need to get an Igbo program. We have 24 hours in a day. We only broadcast for 3 hours maximum in a day. The studio we own, our servers are ours. Everything, we own it ourselves. So we should go ahead and schedule more Igbo programs. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. No, they are not ready yet. As soon as they are ready, they should let us know. Yes, Carol?
Yes, I'm going to say about the meeting tomorrow. There's a meeting tomorrow in Germany. A member from Germany has come forward. His telephone number is 01521052264. Anybody who didn't get that, it's 01521052264. That's Frederick in Germany, and that's the meeting tomorrow. It's nice now we're getting Germany to come forward. Malaysia has a scheme where they, if you find one Igbo, he says, right, you have to bring three friends at least. So if every one brings three, then it's multiplying, 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 multiplying. And that's how come Malaysia's become so big. So, and it is your Igbo culture, I believe, that you seek out your people in diaspora when you move abroad. So you are, so everybody in diaspora that's listening tonight has at least three Igbo friends that they can directly contact and say, come to this meeting with me. So I really urge everybody to build their country meetings.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Where are you, please? And give us your name as well, if you may.
Hello, Mabdi. Good evening.
Good evening. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Adamo, calling from South Africa.
From South Africa. You have been in Comunicado for a very long time. Did you travel?
Yeah, I traveled.
Okay, so you're back in South Africa now, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, the world is listening. This is Radio Biafra, go ahead.
I just want to congratulate you guys. At least I came back and so that the work is still going on.
Our work is relentless. We are doing the work that God asked us to do. It is relentless. The only day we will stop is the day we get Biafra, as I have said. As soon as we swear in our prime minister, swear in our president, our session starts to sit, I will retire completely and never to be seen again. So we welcome you back. We at a point I was thinking maybe Nigeria have sent people to come and kidnap you in South Africa. So we're getting a bit worried. Yeah, that's what we thought. That's what we thought. But it's good to have you back. It's good to have you back. After the program, we will discuss a few more other things, please. And we hope that whatever you traveled for was successful. Is that correct?
Yeah, very well.
Wonderful, wonderful. It is good to have you back.
I don't know that line. I tried to get in touch with you yesterday and on Saturday, but it was ringing and you never picked. I don't know if it's an office number or.
It must have been the studio line. What we ask you to do, if you go back. If you go back to the website, you will see that number on the screen showing. The number showing on your screen on the top right hand corner. If you call that number, we should be able to answer. And also send us your own contact number on Skype. Text the number to us on Skype so we have your number on our records, because we'll allow you some time to settle. Then you give us an update on what is happening in South Africa. We need to know what is happening to our people in South Africa. South Africa gave us the impression that they were very strong. You went away and things started to slacken a little bit. We want to know now that you're back, that things will go back to where it was before.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Good. It's good to have you back. Thank you very much.
All right, I'll speak to you later.
Okay, of course, we'll talk later. Okay, bye now, bye. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Please give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening. Yeah, good evening, Director Nnamdi Kanu. My name is UKHP Enyaga. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, UKHP, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Before I bring my contribution, I have to collect some impression, please, because you just reminded me. If somebody that your name, your surname is Kanu, if somebody calls you by Kali, you get upset.
I don't like it.
I want to say, yeah, it's like that. My name is Enya, my surname, it's not Eni as in lion, Eni as in elephant, and Ago as in lion. It is Eni as white elephant, Eni as white elephant, and Ago as forest. That is a strong man in the wild, a strong man in the wild, and a white elephant. That some of the names we used to give to our. In the old days, somebody is a good farmer, he comes very well. We gave it to my forefathers, Eniago. White Eniago. Elephant, not Eniago. Elephant friend.
Not,
yeah,
not Eniago.
Yes,
Eniago.
Not elephant friend. Not Eniago. Not Eniago. Yes, thank you very much. White elephant, thank you very much.
Yes.
I want to come in. I just got upset now because I got an information now from Canada that Audrey Okalo, the former governor of Abia State, actually at a time said that Igbo should apologize to Nigeria.
Yes, that is true. He said it, of course he did.
I get more upset when I see some people championing in Facebook pages that he is now pro-Igbo, he wants to restore Igbo. I just weep at the ignorance our people continually champion everywhere. Is that how we have fallen into? A man whose credentials are so shameful that even his enemies would not want to pick them up. A man who all over Abia, he has ruled Abia, and he has nothing to show for it. All over Abia, it's no longer the news that he sleeps with his wife. All over Abia, in that place, they said he didn't go to school. He stole education, and the other day they removed it from him. That is no longer a graduate. And some people, graduates everywhere around him. Is that how low we've got to?
Yes.
I am ashamed if our people are not ashamed.
Ikechukwu, I will answer you. We are lowest of the low. We are low. You know, we'll go back to what is the Bible? I need to go back to the Bible. Please stay where you are. It's good, very, very good to go back to the Bible. Our people... Yes. You continue, because I need to read this verse in the Bible. It's very, very important. I read it yesterday, and I'll read it again. It's John, the book of John, chapter 8, beginning to read from verse 44. You belong to your father, the devil. These are talking about Igbo people that believe in lies. Listen to what the Bible has to say about them. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer, like all these. I will tell you who he killed from Mungwa. Mr. Machuku, they poured acid on his face and he died. When they were doing SDP, because Machuku told him he was a fraudster, that he was not fit to hold office, they poured acid in Machuku's face from Isai Alangwa. The person that poured acid on Machuku's face was jailed for life. Ojis Okalo, the first thing he did when he became governor was to go and release him on pardon. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet, because I told you the truth, you do not believe me. Everybody telling our people the truth. In Agwandi, they cannot grasp it because they don't have the receptacle, the receiving spirit in them to absorb the truth. For you to accept truth, you must have the spirit in you to be able to discern, to see the truth and to accept it. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I want to tell our people that it is, we all know that it's hard to accept the truth, but it's harder to tell the truth. Because before you begin to speak at the truth, you must be convinced of it. For a person to be convinced of the truth is the hardest thing in life. So consider for yourself which one is harder, to come out and say the truth in front of every opposition, knowing fully well of the challenges that will come against you, or to just accept the truth and be at peace. If my brother thinks that all these accusations are false, let him come out. If he thinks that he is productive, let us see the fruits of his works. Start is jumping around because of stolen money, trying to lure people, gather people again to follow him because of money will not work again. If his intention is pro-Nigeria and not pro-Biafra, may God curse be upon you today, and may it be upon your seed. And I wanted to call yesterday, but my network was problematic. I also want to address the man, the so-called professor who lives in Lagos and claims that and was claiming whatever they are claiming there. If his intention, I am addressing Professor Ben, some of them, it is important that we speak out this way so that some of them will understand the level they have brought us into, the level their silence and their evil deeds have brought us into. I say, may the curse of God be upon you and upon your seed. I also address and for some of you people calling me and trying to tell me one nonsense or the other concerning Ohanaeze Ndigbo, please desist from today. I do not want to assault any elder, but if you continue, may God's curse be upon you. If Ohanaeze Ndigbo had at any time taking money from the government of Nigeria to shut their mouth against the injustice of Ndigbo, may God's curse be upon that Ohanaeze Ndigbo, may it be upon their children individually and collectively, and may the curse that is in Igbo land come back against them from today. Yes. All Jesus of says he wants to champion Igbo-ness. How can he champion Igbo-ness when he keep on insulting your fathers? How can he champion Igbo-ness when he keep on desecrating the land? Over 3 million people have died upon that land, and the Nigerian government keeps on doing everything to make sure that the remnants will continue to go down to that place. And you come out and say you are pro-Igbo, you are championing Igbo, without considering those people that have died. Don't you know our tradition? You cannot go about celebrating when your father is in the mortuary. It's not done. anybody, anybody, any group from anywhere championing Igbo and saying it is one Nigeria or it is Igbo and not Biafra, may the curse of God be upon you. If the Lord is God, may the curse of God be upon you, upon your seed, upon everything you lay your hand upon.
Amen.
Any of them, for any of them that thinks that they can stop what God has started, any of them that thinks that they have the money and the power to stop what God has ordained for the man, I say, may you be chained with the same chain that chained Satan down.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. I agree with you completely. They say it's in total. I agree with you in total. Everything you have said. It's just like Aton Zeribas, you are reporting Aton Zeribas, this criminal. You know, we have them in abundance. People, empty vessels. Our people are so useless that when they read about somebody on a newspaper, the person tells them, oh, I'm a multi-billionaire. They start scrambling to see one gets in a little blood, because you're hungry. Anybody who jettisons the truth is because you are very, very hungry. Hungry not only in the physical but in the spiritual. Somebody is a bad person. Odgizo Kalo is not fit to answer an Igbo person. Neither is Nzeribe. These are the people handpicked by Hausa people to enslave us. They are the reasons why we've not gotten Biafra. These are the people why it's holding, not Hausa people. We can face them and defeat them because nobody will come to their rescue anymore. These are the people that are gate men. These are their tax collectors. They remind me of what's his name? I think who was the king in Israel? I'm forgetting a lot of things today. The king in Israel when Jesus was tried. It was Pontius Pilate. No, Pontius Pilate was the Roman commander. Who was the king? Was it? It wasn't Herod, was it? Was it Herod? It was Herod the Third or Herod Agrippa, whatever his name is. It's rather very strange that they are like that. You are there answering a king, but the Romans are in charge. The Romans make the decision. But you're there drinking wine, making merry, marrying a lot of wives, say you're the king. These are the people that the Hausas used. They passed. We don't want to say a lot of things on the air because they may find it very, very unpalatable. But this is Radio Prophet who speak the truth. They passed them from one man to another. They sodomized them after they gave them contract and say you're an Igbo leader. That is why God is punishing all of us. That is why nothing will work from where we come from until we cleanse the land of these people. Where is all Joseph Carl on Ezu River? Zeribe, where are you on Ezu River? All the things that has been happening to our people, the killing in the north, what have you said? That is how you know a leader. That is why Radio Biafra is at the forefront of this struggle. And we'll tell you why. We call a spade a spade. People dared out and said, oh, because you're in London, you're broadcasting from London. We went into the zoo. We went into the cage of the lion itself. Let's not even not insult lion. We went to the zoo of the ape. Obasanjo, we broadcasted from Lagos, from Owerri, from Port Harcourt, from Enugu, from we didn't broadcast from Omaha, from Onitsha, and from Nnewi. We are going back to do even more, to tell these people that their days are numbered. When we get our transmitter, men like Nzeribe will disappear forever and ever. Audius Okalu will not speak anymore in his life. He will sell some newspaper, the shares he owns in it, because truth will come. The truth is like light. You cannot extinguish it. That is why we are who we are. We are here to speak the truth. The reason why I can speak the way I do, the reason why the editorial board of Radio Biafra can speak the way they do to support this editorial stance is because we are whiter than white. Only my Hemere, Aslana, they are going to commit a crime in the year 2015. We suspect they may do something with Biafra in the year 2016. You are an imbecile. You cannot reason. You cannot convict somebody for a crime they have not committed yet. You can't speculate. For the past nearly 16 years, we've been on this struggle. What wrong have we done? The answer is nothing. Nothing. Akanyi di ocha. Nihi no onye umuhi obu emuhi ona kwafu. We don't have any baggage with us. That is why we can address anybody. Mention the person's name, we'll tell you how the person is. Go and ask them who we are. We are not going to retreat. We are not going to surrender. As I told them, the worst mistake Wazirike ever made was to allow me to come out of the torture chamber at Okwe alive. If he was reasonable, he should have killed me. If he had any sense in him, he should have killed me. Because this is Radio Biafra, and we're going to get Biafra. If they don't allow us to get Biafra, we will burn everything down. Everybody will die in the process. Because it is better for us to be in the... Let us of us die and go meet God and tell God what we are doing on earth anyway. At least you can lie to man. You can't lie to God when you get... At least before you go to hell, they will give you an audience to say, what did you do on this earth? Let us go there and meet either God or Satan, whoever is there, and explain to them what we have done. Because our people, the way we love Okwuasi lies, indeed, on Okwuasi, how we love lies so much is beyond me. Why can't you embrace? You claim you go to church every day. You are following a Pentecostal, following a Yoruba pastor. No wonder you all love lies. Because Yorubas are liars. You go to Yoruba Pentecostal churches, you learn how to lie. You are lying. That is why when the last of all Jews of Kalo, Rocha Sokorocha, Aton Zeribe, Peter B, Owasiri, all these criminals, when they lie to you, you absorb it. How many times have you heard from His Royal Majesty, Honorable Justice S. Ozubu? Because Nigerian papers won't carry his interviews because he tells them the truth. How many times have you heard from Dozie Ikedife? Because Nigerian papers will not carry his more critical assessment of the country because they will not, nobody likes it, the truth. Why do you like lies? Stop lying to yourself and face the truth. These are imbeciles. They are there to lead you into danger and to kill you off. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting by the grace of God from London. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I'm Emmanuel Okafor from Thailand, and I'm from Georgia.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening.
Just as the pastor, if I could still remember, I was talking about the fact that we should maintain our, we shouldn't be speaking Igbo while expressing ourselves. Anyway, I really agree with what he was saying, because actually he was talking from the good spirit. That is to say that he would like the world to hear us, because the common language is English, that yes, the world would hear us.
Yes.
But at the same time, I am so much happy the way you also handled the situation. Because for instance, I have been contributing my little way. Most times I would like to speak Igbo. And the reason is because I'm ashamed of being taught that I had no language, only an English language. I understand in our different Nigerian secondary schools and primary schools were taught Igbo also, but Igbo was taught in a way as if it's a second language. English became our first language automatically. So it's just like emotion, it's just like a passion. When we support Radio Biafra, some of us we do simply because we feel that this is an avenue that we are recognized. And it is self-evidently clear that right now, Igbo language is at the point of dying out.
Extinction, yes.
So I agree with what he said, because he was talking emotionally, trying to let the world, encouraging us to speak in the language that the whole world will hear. Because the whole world, most of the people that would like to know actually what we're talking about, they don't understand, they don't speak Igbo. But at the same time, Igbo is what makes us who we are. Although I understand that even in Biafra, there are so many other languages. But I think, as you said, when the platform starts, or when there are so many other social media, we can still have the one that Igbo and other languages. So anyway, I would like to support exactly, what you said, and the fact that we need to come together and get this mission and dream alive. So what I am personally suggesting is that we should have different versions, as it is stated, because many people would like to speak their own part of the language and make themselves feel free to say what they want to say. There are so many who like to talk. They cannot, because they need to speak English.
No.
And I think there should be an avenue for that.
Yes, there should be. What we're going to do is to launch, we are going, as a result of this, because I love my language, I don't want it to die out. I also love the Bibio language. I love the Doma language. I love also the Kolokoma, which is the main official, not official, but it's the most widely spoken language in Ijaw. And Ogoni language is also, but they all understand the Igbo anyway. They all understand Igbo language. People from Oron, they speak Igbo. But Barrister Mamezu is talking about the people outside that we're communicating with. So we will remain, our flagship program is the News Hour. We call it the News Hour because when Radio Biafra started in 2009, we used to be on air for only 1 hour on shortwave to the whole world. We then called it the News Hour, and we said we're going to retain the name. What we're now going to do is that our flagship program, which is 7 to 9 or 10, as the case may be here in the UK, every blessed day will remain English. But we are going to look for a slot for Igbo language. We can decide to do that closer to in the afternoon or early evening or early in the morning or however. But we'll find a place and a slot for Igbo language, for Ibibio language, for Idoma language, for Ejo language. Any major language that is spoken in Biafra, we need a space for it. Because every textbook, we're saying this now, once we get Biafra, our textbooks in physics, in chemistry, in biology, in mathematics is going to be written in Igbo language. For us, those in Ibibio, it will be written in Ibibio language. Your language is the language you use to study science in school. If they can do it in Japan and other places, why can't we do it ourselves? This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for calling, my dear brother. Thank you. I'm happy we have been able to resolve that very issue. We must remind everybody about the meeting in Germany. There is meeting in Germany tomorrow. The German people are meeting. Carol, please have the number ready to read it out again for them. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and
hello,
where
you are. Hello, this is Evangelist Barnabas. I'm calling from Ireland again.
Evangelist Barnabas from Ireland, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay, please, I want to tell you something. When you people are discussing about Odun Zokalo, I was in Aba when Odun Zokalo came to power. Every one of us was happy that a young person has come to power, and we are hoping and believing that he's going to develop Aba. But rather, Odun Zokalo and his mother, his mother killed Aba. The mother took contract of the West Beans to display West Disposals, but he never did it, and the Aba was dumped with dustbin everywhere. Let me tell you one thing. Most of our brothers and sisters that are in Nigerian politics are dining with the devil. I'm telling you, Odun Zokalo is a member of Ogboni Court. You know what they do? They eat their members' intestines and their heart when they die. What do you think that? How do you think that good thing can come out of that kind of person? And another person I want to comment on is Aton Zeribe. Do you know that Aton Zeribe is the person that supplied arms to Nigerian government to kill his mother, his father, his brothers and sisters, and syllables?
Yes, that is true.
So what do you think that can come out of them? There's nothing good, just like you read from the Bible. We know them. That's why I'm telling the people, all the brothers and sisters in Biafra, if they are hoping for those people in Nigeria that to deliver them, it is impossible. It is the people in Biafra that are supposed to fight this cause, because our eyes have seen the light. We have known the truth. All their things, we can no longer tolerate it or take it. Let me tell you one thing. I don't like to hear people calling you and they say, I like the good work you are doing, God bless you. I want you to continue hammering on telling people the importance of contribution. No matter how little it is, any amount you can afford, let the people give it. God knows you, if you give what you can afford and you don't have enough, every month, whatever, we cannot let our people to die in darkness and remain in darkness. We cannot. For him to tell us to apologize to Nigerians, that is the devil himself that's speaking. Devil is speaking through this man. And the God Almighty who have prepared his cause will defeat them.
Amen.
This man are like Nathan, Dathan, and Abiram in the Bible, who stood against their people, but eventually the ground opened his mouth and swallowed them.
Yes,
because
sorry,
they
my
cannot
brother,
hear.
Give me their name again. What is the name of these people that went to go and mold idol to worship, and the land opened, the ground opened and swallowed them? What's the name?
Dathan, and Abiram.
Abiram. Okay, go ahead.
So these people, they stood against the kingdom of God that God is preparing himself. But these people were defeated. God opened a ground and they swallowed them up. And all the people that stood against the movement of the children of Israel, none of them tasted that land. I am still pleading to our brothers, mostly those people who called ourselves Christians, to understand that freedom is important. Because I'm a Christian or you are a Christian does not make you to become so myopic that you don't understand what you are supposed to do. We know what is freedom. Freedom is very important. We need to fight this fight. I don't care what people might say about it. We need to stand for our fathers. My father died in the Nigerian Civil War. My senior brother, the most senior and the second senior, died in the Civil War. I was 2 years old when Nigerian War happened, and I suffered up till now. So I want us to continue this. I'm begging our brother. All these people that are holding Igbo Congress in America that I'm watching on YouTube, where are they? That's the question I'm asking. Where are they? What are they doing? They go and wear Isiagu every time and make their chieftaincy something. And they will never stand up to defend their father. It's a very shameful thing that the Igbos are looking like the most cowardish people that I have ever seen in my life.
It's a good thing you're saying it, because when I say it, they say, I insult Igbo people. I run them down. I say to them that these are cowards. The thing about it is that when you turn everything upside down, that the truth becomes lies and lies becomes the truth. That is what you get. Anybody telling you about Igbo this, Igbo that is a non-entity, is a buffoon. There is nothing in Igbo. Ask them, what have you achieved with Igbo name? You're answering. Name one thing you've achieved. Nothing. Is to go and look for contract. They're a bunch of criminals looking for contracts, looking for who to sell. We are going to do a movie for them. We are going to go back to the villages and video every village we have in Biafra land and go and show people in the world where these monkeys come from. Idiots. They're all over the place.
Yes.
They claim that they are well learned, they're educated, they are doing this, they are doing that. Where you come from, your place, nothing is working. Do you have shame? Don't you feel ashamed as a human being? Where you are, you're enjoying electricity, good road, good cars, a laptop, iPad, a computer, everything is in your house. Your children are enjoying. How about other children back in Biafra land? That is what makes you a human being. For you to be able to empathize with the plight of those not directly related to you. That was why a white family, a white man, the wife and the children broke into the armory of the United States Army to go and take guns to fight fellow white people to end slavery. That is a human being.
Hello, Nand.
Yes, the world is listening. Please, go ahead. Let's go and take this.
Nand, I remember when President Clinton came to Nigeria. The Nigerians were asking them to come and help them because of the system of the leadership in Nigeria. I remember the comment that man said. He said to Nigerians that freedom is not for free. If you need freedom, you have to fight for freedom and get freedom. We cannot stay and be praying. Some people will say, I pray for you. The Bible says faith without love is dead. It's dead because I can't pray. After praying, I will not do any contribution to save my father's land. What love do I have for my people if I cannot do it? If I say because I'm in abroad that things are good for me, I am eating 3 square meals today. And what of the people they are deporting? 70 people they are deporting and they will continue. That will definitely not stop. Then what are we going to show? How which love are we showing to our father's land that we will leave our people to be dying and we keep silent and we think that we are comfortable? I pray one day that God will start to touch the heart of the people we are in their country. They will start to remove us and we go back and we start to fight.
It's starting. It's starting now. In England, very soon they are going to introduce a bond. What it means is that for my mom and my dad to come here, I have to put down £6,000. Where am I going to get £6,000 from? So what they're telling me in effect is that your mother and your father can no longer come to England. End of story. They are just starting. This is the beginning. Very soon they will cut out everything and they will send us home. And please, I'm begging them, make a law tomorrow driving us away from here. Don't even give us plane. Let us swim. If we cannot swim, let us drown. Our people are hopeless. I don't know how you can come to another person's country and you're so relaxed that to the point of forgetting where you come from and knowing fully well that nature abhors vacuum. If you leave anything, nature will take it and give it to something else. And that is what is happening where we come from. We are running away from our land and the houses are moving in. Go to Ebonyi State and see what is happening. Go to Abia State and see what houses are doing. Are we going to dislodge them from there? Their arms are there. They have built the 34 artillery brigade to guard them, to guard the Hausa Fulani interest in Ebonyi. They are saying to us that you cannot take away the Hausa institutions in Ebonyi State. That's why they have moved a regiment of the army very close by. Our people don't reason. All over the world, in London, in Houston, in New York, with Ishiago, in the evening like a fool, not coming from anywhere. You go and rent hall belonging to other people in another country. I said to them that even the Jews recognize that you cannot sing the Lord's song in a strange land. You have to go back to Biafra land where you were born. Thank you very much for calling and may God bless you. Thank you very much.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. Carol, I'm going to come to you in a second. Give us your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Michael Boyle calling from Israel.
From Israel. Go ahead. Is Israel intact? We want to... Are you people praying for us at all? I gave people instruction to go and be praying all the time. Are you people going to the Western world and praying and asking God to relieve us from this bondage we are in?
We are already doing that.
Okay. That's good. Go ahead.
As regards to that, there is a really an improvement from Father Mbaka. Also on his sermons over the weekend, it is it's in YouTube also on Mbaka Studios on over the YouTube. You can get him. He's already praying for us, also saying the same like we are saying, that if we have to go home, we have to go home. They should identify that country, or we are going to get it anyway. Because the way things are happening in Nigeria, it's not what it's supposed to be. And it's time for us to reason together. That we should bring ourselves together and organize our coming home.
Yes, and we can't organize our coming home on empty pocket. That's what our brother is saying. It's going to cost us something. Let's say
either way, Palestinian is still fighting today to gain their ground. And we have to continue. People are dying, really, but they never stopped. We have to continue. Either way, costing us money, costing us lives, we cannot stop.
Yes, and there is something most people don't realize. Maybe Carol is here, a woman, and we have a lot of nurses in the U.S. Our people are nurses all over the world, and doctors and medical doctors. Even Dr. Uzokwe perhaps can bear me witness to this. In life, there is always sacrifice. Something must be given for something else to come. Before you were born, before you were formed as a person in your mother's womb, all other fertilized eggs had to die. Is that correct?
You can't have two eggs. Yeah, you get one. The egg before dies. Huh?
Yes, only one survives. The rest of the eggs will have to die that you may live. So even before you were born, people have had to sacrifice their lives that you may live. We are asking you to sacrifice something, not even your life. And you're saying, no, you can't do it. Instead, you prefer to be in a place where you're being insulted. Sometimes I wish I was born during the time of slavery. Of course, I wouldn't have lived long because I would have taken one or two white people with me as I'm going in the Americas. Because all men and women are created equal before God. You cannot domesticate me and ask me to go and cut sugarcane for you. Or go and cut cattle for you, yes.
Yes, that happens in twins, you know. If there's twins and they know that the both of them are not going to survive in the womb, one of the twins will give itself up to the stronger one for the stronger one to survive within the womb, in the mother's womb.
Is that possible?
Yep.
So our people may be able to learn that there is something called sacrifice. Where they sacrifice when they go to Yoruba pastors. You people should stop giving your money in churches and give it to Biafra. donate your money to Radio Biafra. Don't give it to church because God is not receiving it. If God is receiving your money, there is no way Nigeria can be hell on earth. God doesn't accept sacrifice of people who are not clean. So you cleanse yourself first by getting Biafra, and then everything else shall be added unto you. That this is Radio Biafra. We are proudly broadcasting from London. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Mr. Namdi, good evening. I'm Jackson from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, I really appreciate your job and carry online. I really appreciate your effort you people have been putting in place. You speak like a true Biafra. Since I've been touring different countries, I've never seen an Igbo man that speaks like you. It's also unfortunate like the Igbos.
My brother, please turn your system off, please. We are hearing interference from your system. Please turn it off. Turn it off, please. We are asking you to turn it off. Somebody wrote in, there's also a debate raging on Facebook, Carol, which I wanted to find, regarding what Barrister Mamuzu said about Igbo language. Our brother, turn it off. We're not going to cut you off. We'll come back to you, please. We will come back to you. If you lower your system, we'll come back to you. They are saying that what Barrister Mamuzu said, that some people don't agree. They are saying no, that it is discouraging people. Others are saying are supporting Barrister Mamuzu as well. Let us take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Victor Okebu. I'm calling from Warren.
Have you called before?
Hello?
Have you called before tonight? Have you called us before this night? Have you called us before?
No, I have not called this night. Okay. But I have been calling before. I've been calling.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know about the Biafra Youth League. I want to attend their meeting.
You can attend their meeting. We have asked them to. Maybe Carol is in a better position. She's been liaising with them. The Biafran youths, Carol, what is going on with them?
Their inauguration is the 3rd of August. They're just preparing for that at the moment.
Are they part of us?
Yes, the BNYL are definitely part of the following with RBL, and they are under the Council of Elders, and they will not commit crimes and only in self-defence.
Are they coming under Radio Biafra and the Council of Elders?
The Council of Elders. They statemented it on BNYL. They have statemented it on our own website at different times. They have made comments. The leaders there, Kalishi Young, has statemented that, and in fact he did ring us in at one time, didn't he, on a broadcast.
Ringing in is one thing. Have they submitted the entire command and loyalty to Radio Biafra and by proxy to the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra? That's what we want to
they
know.
They confirmed it on their site, and they've confirmed it to us on air. They haven't had direct contact with the Council of Elders in Nwiri because they're not there, they're in another state. But they've been speaking to me and with us and yourself, I believe. And they've confirmed that they're with us.
Okay, so you've heard that they said they're with us, so you can attend their meeting.
Okay, I just want to confirm. Yeah. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yes, you can attend their meeting. They're with us, as they said. If they misbehave, we'll let them know. If we misbehave, you let us know as well. All of us submit to the authority of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. Everybody, every route leads to that very place. If there are any disputes, that is where they resolve it. Anything that goes wrong, that is where we try to sort it out. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, my brother. Good evening.
Yeah, this Benson Obike calling from Thailand. I'm from Abia State.
Benson Obike from Thailand. Do you know Pastor Levi? That is what I call him. They call him Papo Bin or whatever. I don't know. But I call him Pastor Levi. Yeah, are you part of the family in Thailand?
Yeah, I called the Ulster, I think, day before yesterday. So he now told me they will have meeting on Sunday or so today precisely. So, but I told him that I couldn't make it. I told him that I will not make it, but after that I will call him so that he will give me feedback.
Okay, no problem. Please go ahead. Go ahead. We're listening.
Yeah. I want to comment about this Ezendibo. You see all those people that call Ezendibo, all of them, they are coward. Because when you go to Lagos, all these people, they have make a lot of money. And the way they behave in Lagos State, because I was there, I served my master in Lagos before coming to Thailand. What they do is they buy goods when an Igbo man, a majority of us, when we import goods, they then if the custom sees the container, then at the end of the day they will sell it. They will sell it as a distant contraband to them option. Then they will not resell it to us again. So what they are doing to Igbo people is that they will use Igbo people to make money at the end of the day. They are not helping an Igbo man in that Lagos state. So for that what they call it, come up to talk about Igbo. Maybe the man is preparing to die. That is why he is now coming out to say about Igbo people or this. He didn't even, wherever there is Igbo riot, whenever there is any riot in Lagos state, killing Igbo people, not destroying their goods, he cannot say anything about it. So, what are he saying?
Hello? Hello, we have lost him. We've lost him. Please try and call back. Our Skype lines are good. That this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, please, Carol, what do you have to say? I understand you have something in mind. Is that correct?
I was actually reading the post on Facebook about the no barrister, it's wrong that they want to speak the Igbo language online, and they say that you, Mr. Kanu, can translate all these dialects for them. But the thing is, we're not going to have enough time, I don't think, in that small 2 hours that we're doing at the moment, doing live broadcasts, and we have to get the whole world into it. So I do tend to agree with the barrister, and I myself don't speak the languages, but I'd really like to hear them. They're nice, and I like, you know, it's coming. I'm doing my lessons, but it is very slow. And is one person in particular. Mostly, when you read the comments, they generally are agreeing with the barrister that we have to fight this war as a freedom fighter in English language.
So that is the consensus.
Get the transmitter, and then we can do all these lovely shows, and I can learn all these dialects, because I was told I have to learn every dialect.
You need to learn. You know, we have
not
to
just
learn.
One,
yes.
All.
Once we have Biafra, every child will learn all the major languages. After all, here they learn French, they learn German, they learn everything. Even back in the villages, my nieces and my nephew, they learn German in their school. But if they speak Igbo, they flog them in that school. Hey, Ibaribe warrior. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype. Give us your name. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is Kano. Good evening, brother.
Good evening.
My name is Okeke, calling from Thailand.
Okeke from Thailand, go ahead.
Yes, Biko, my name is, thank you so much for your marvelous work and your everything you have been doing to our people. And you have uphold because what we are here is, we are learning. This is all education we are learning, you know. We are really changing our life, you know. I must tell you, for now, we haven't got Biafra, but I am like, we have got Biafra. And please, I want to comment on one problem, one mistake you have been doing.
Go ahead.
About
go ahead.
People of Thailand calling the studio, and you will be recommending them about Pastor Levi. Please, I want you to correct that mistake. Nobody knows who is Pastor Levi here. And anytime any of them call, I think you see the last caller now, the name he told you, Osto KK. So not Pastor Levi, nobody. Pastor Levi never reached me. I never hear any person who knows Biafra from Pastor Levi. And all of them keep having problem with me. I have organized a group here on Facebook, which I have made more than 50 members. And the two people who have come from Radio Biafra from Thailand today, they know Radio Biafra from Osto KK, not Pastor Levi. All the people, last person called last time, and you ask him about Pastor Levi, he hang off. He is not network, he hang off because he don't know who is Pastor Levi. Pastor Levi called me last time I gave my number on air in Radio Biafra. He told me he's a pastor, he's not a politician, that he's supporting us, anything we are doing, that we should be going on, he's supporting us. So he's doing his own Radio Biafra inside his house. Nobody know Pastor Levi. Stop that Pastor Levi of a thing. Stop this spoiling what we are fighting for here. You know? So last Saturday, let me tell you our update from Thailand. Last Saturday, we planned our meeting, but unfortunately, a very big rain spoiled our meeting. and this meeting I organized it by myself at PEP and Anambra meeting, which we are going. We pay extra hour for Biafra people to get a meeting before the Anambra meeting. And we all are coming up with intangible thing. Tyra people are really coming up now, which is building by Oster Okeke. Nobody know Pastor Levy, please. Thank you so much. And very soon, we promise Thailand people is going to do something surprise for Radio Biafra. We are going to support in marvelous way. And we are coming up with a tangible, reasonable thing to support Radio Biafra. Thank you so much. We are very happy for what you are doing. And we pray that God Almighty will start this with anything, you know.
Thank you very much. And but stay where you are. Stay where, so I can address what you have said. It's important that you stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. And everything we do here, we try to be as straightforward as possible so that we play it very, very straight. Yes. What I'm telling you now, what I'm advising you to do is that I will give you the telephone number for Pastor Levy very, very shortly. I would expect you to call that number. I want you to speak to Pastor Levy. You will bring all the people that you have gathered so far. In as much as Radio Biafra is concerned, Pastor Levy is the one heading Thailand for now. If Thailand is too big, you can divide Thailand into places and you can coordinate the area that you're in. One thing we don't do at Radio Biafra is undorandorojichi. We don't tolerate it at all, at all, at all. We don't want it in any way, shape, or form. We are serving Biafra. We are not in the business of trying to be chairman, chief executive. No, 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 no. Here, you do what you're asked to do if it is within reason. That is why we are telling you that you must subject yourself to the authority. We have the person we have asked to coordinate Thailand for us. You people can have an internal arrangement later. It's Pastor Levy for now. We are going to get his name in a short while and I will send you his number. You try and do that for now because we are not, I repeat, Biafra is not, we are not building another mass up here. We are not interested in leadership. We are interested in serving Biafra.
For cutting you off, nobody is fighting for any position. We are, you know, I have Pastor Levy's number for your own information. I have his number. I told you we have communicated a lot.
Then call him again. Call him again.
Pastor Levy told us, here is Thailand. Please, excuse me, somebody. Here in Thailand, we hardly go to somebody's house.
Yes.
Even my brother here, my blood brother, I can never visit his house because I don't know what he have in his house or what he have in him. Never visit somebody's house. So one Pastor Levy cannot come out to publish the news of Thailand or to come to meetings. Pastor Levy is the person elderly more than me. I am too young to Pastor Levy. I don't have anything to fight or to drag any position with him. No, but we are trying to do the right thing here. We are not going to anybody's house or visiting anybody. But when he said he cannot come out where we are trying to meet ourselves, if I want to see you, if you come to Thailand here, I want to see you, I will give you an appointment in one restaurant or one hotel. That is how we see ourselves here. That is Thailand for you.
Why would I go to hotel to see? If I come to see my people, why should I go to hotel? Why can't I come to your place? Even if you're living in a boy's quarter, one room, why shouldn't I come to your place? Why should I go to hotel to meet you in a restaurant somewhere? Why can't I come to your house?
My brother, that is because of the understanding. You are not here with us, you know. So it's very hard for me to for you to understand this, which I'm telling you. I told you, I give you an instance. Even my blood brother staying in Thailand, I cannot visit his house. The same mother, the same father with me, I cannot visit his house. That is Thailand for you. So I have always talked with Pastor Levy. I have his number. We are not dragging any position with anybody. No, no, no. Please don't reason that way. But all I'm saying is that everything we are doing here, if you want to be a Thailand Radio Biafra freedom fighter in Thailand, you must come out and present yourself and join what we are doing.
I agree with you, and I will speak to Pastor Levy after this program. I'll get him to talk to you and all these things will be resolved. What you're saying is valid as well. what you're saying is also important. Yes, he has to come out. But they have done something on Facebook. They were the ones, the first people to announce their presence. They took photographs. It was on Facebook. They came out. They said Thailand had a meeting. That was where we acknowledged and recognized the work that he's been doing. And we are not going to change that now. So all of you must come together and hold... how you cannot go to your brother's house. It's amazing. It's amazing stuff. Anyway, we'll continue to do what we are doing. That this is Radio Biafra. Yes, Carol, what are you coming across?
Yes, I want to repeat that number for Germany. It's 015-210-502264. The meeting tomorrow. Phone and get that meeting. And also, I'm in France myself on Wednesday, and I have been trying to get hold of the French group. Can they please contact me? I want to know how we're going, because I'm actually going to be in France myself on Wednesday.
Yes, you'll be in France on Wednesday, and we are looking to contact our people in France, the French people, to try and help us and get things moving. Is Pastor Olivier on the line? No, we don't have him. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please. No, the line is not connecting. Your own line is bad because this is, we are in England, and we have the state-of-the-art equipment with us. There is no way our systems can be faulty where we are. Not today. Our systems are all very good, all very, very good, please. So we're asking you to try and call us back, please. Try and call us back. The caller that we picked is called on Skype. We didn't have your name, so we ask you to call us back. This is Radio Biafra. We've run past our normal 9 o'clock, and we are continuing. We'll proceed up until 10 p.m. I know that very shortly, Karamondo will be leaving us to go home to return to her family, but we shall be here to continue to take your calls, to continue to serve the wonderful people of Biafra. This is a movement. It is a brotherhood. It is a sisterhood. It is every hood you can think about. What we are trying to do is to make sure that we come together to get Biafra in truth and honesty. That is what is important to us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Mand. Good evening.
Good evening, my brother. Good evening.
Yeah, here is Eugene Amaonye from Germany.
From Germany, yes.
Yes, I've been writing something in Skype.
Yes.
Sent you a message, yesterday and day before yesterday.
Okay.
To read it on the air.
Okay.
I have not had it on the air. Concerning the meeting we are going to hold here in Germany with Fred and Onyekachi.
Yes, we've been announcing it anyway. We've been announcing it on the air. If you've been listening, we've been announcing this meeting in Germany because we've been waiting for Germany to rise up, and they have risen. Of course, they've been doing something since Fred has been doing a lot of work on the ground. Yes. But we are very happy that you people are meeting tomorrow, that the whole of Germany is meeting tomorrow. You people can coordinate it. Those, if it's too far for some people to come, they can join you people via Skype. They can do it via Skype. You can do it that way. Or you can go. There is a free... telephone conference software you can get. If you Google free telephone conference, you can get it and get people to put in their PIN number when they call a particular number, and then they log in, and you can be hearing each other very clearly. It's not like Skype that is subject to breaking down. So we are very happy that Germany is having the official meeting tomorrow. If you people can take photographs or do a video like the Malaysians did, like the Thailand people did, it will be wonderful. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Another thing is that I demanded something like a flag and the other thing. I don't know exactly where to get it here in Germany. So if you can help us to send it to us and other thing, no matter the cost, we be up for it.
Yes, we'll arrange something there. We'll do something about it and any other thing you may require. But one thing we don't want to do is we don't want to commercialize any aspect of the work that we are doing.
Yes,
we don't want to be involved in buying and selling. Radio Biafra will not sell any memorabilia. If we bring out our T-shirts or anything, if people deserve it, we'll give it to them as a token gesture. Somebody can go and mass produce and do whatever they want to do. We don't want to be tainted with anything that has to do with buying and selling. We don't want to do that. But we'll try and make sure a flag comes to you. We have about 2 flags, honorable flags there. If you see it, you know it's different. I can speak to Dr. Gemba, and we can send one to you people in Germany. Yes, go ahead, please.
So also what I'm suggesting is that, people of Malaysia that have volunteered to this printing press and the other, Canada, for the satellite distance. So, and I want Germany to do something. At least we must do something, you know. And what I'm suggesting in the issue, in the aspect of logistic, you know, buying a car or something like bus in order to help people at home, also to mobilize people or anything, transportation, at least German can do it. You know, this is what I'm telling my people here. Let us try to do something at least. This something that will show that this thing come from Germany, you know?
Yes, we are going to do that, but Germany is very big. You people are well off. Germany. All of you are very rich in Germany. My younger brother is there, so I know you people are well off. We'll look for something more than bus for Germany to do. We'll look for something appropriate for Germany to do, okay. Something very befitting of Germany. And I'm sure you people will be able to oblige us. We are grateful to the Malaysian people that are coming together. They will buy us a printing press. I know that. It's going to cost nearly as much as the transmitter, believe it or not. And the people in Canada and some of them in the US will be able to give us satellites. They will give us satellite signal transmission going in. We want to expose every criminal there is so that they will know that Biafra is not for them. But Germany will come up with something for Germany to do. We are very grateful that you people are thinking the way you're thinking. The Germans are very efficient, and I'm sure it's rubbed off on some of you who are also very efficient in what you're doing in Germany. But this very meeting tomorrow is important. If you are in Germany, please, please, please make sure you attend this meeting or call this number. Carol, can I have that number again, please, on air?
Yes, it is 01521052264.
Okay, thank you very much. That is the number to call, my brother. That is the German announcement on the air here on Radio Biafra. We are encouraging everybody to go to this very meeting tomorrow if you're in Germany. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nandi. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very, very much. That this is Radio Biafra, please. We've been getting a lot of calls. Do not despair if you have not managed to get through. Somebody's writing, barrister should not shut the door on those who don't speak English well and which choose to speak Igbo. This is coming from our host in Los Angeles. No, this is not our host. This is from the UK. It's Odile Moloku. I do apologize, Odile. You are telling us that some people should be able to speak. Carol, you're leaving in a second. Please wait to say goodbye to our people. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra transmitting from London.
Okay, this is Stanley calling from Malaysia.
Yes, Stanley, go ahead. We are listening.
Okay. This Radio Biafra of 18 Biafra, you know, in Malaysia, I have heard you saying that some Malaysian people have agreed to buy printing press and stuff like that.
Yes.
I was trying to, you know, tell one of my friends about Malaysia, Radio Biafra, Malaysia, and stuff like that. But they say it's a way of starting people and things, you understand? So I want you to use this medium to tell them that what we are doing here is real. That say, look at what Zurike now is being in the prison and nobody is doing anything. I told them that Zurike, you understand, based on what I heard here, is working with Nigerian government and other things. So colliding with them. So I want you to use this medium to tell them about what you can watch Radio Biafra is all about.
Tell the people who are doubting that they are the sons of darkness. I don't pity them. I have no pity on them because they don't have the spirit. They don't have it in them to be Biafrans. They prefer lies to truth. For anybody to say, forget them. Remind these people that this was the same thing they did in the Bible. And what became of them? They perished. They did not make it to the promised land. Tell the people who are doubting, tell the cynics, tell the doubters that we don't have their time. They were probably fathered by Hausa people. We cannot spare them. If because of what Owazurike did, you don't want to believe in Biafra, that is your business. That goes to show how childish you are, your mentality. That goes to show that you are not highly developed, you are not an intellectual, you are not intelligent enough. The fact that Yoruba pastors are misusing Pentecostalism, does it mean you've stopped believing in God? The fact that some people are using the Bible to commit atrocities, the fact that you have pedophiles in the Roman Catholic Church, I bet it's a Roman Catholic. You attend the Roman Catholic Church. Roman Catholicism are full of pedophiles, acknowledged by even the Pope himself. They have been paying compensation upon compensation in America for abusing small boys and small girls. Have you stopped attending Roman Catholic Church? People come on Radio Biafra and talk nonsense. They don't know we're educated. You think we wake up in the morning and you start Radio Biafra? We've been researching for over 10 years and studying for over 10 years. We are educated people. Don't come to Radio Biafra and tell us rubbish about people saying what was educated. You attend Roman Catholic Church. Your priest is probably a pedophile. But you still go there, not because of the priest, because of God in heaven. We do what we do because of Biafra. If you find anything wrong we have done, if you come on the air and announce it and you call my name, I will resign and I'll commit suicide. This is Radio Biafra. We are whiter than white. We don't entertain fools on Radio Biafra. Please, yes, Carol, we know you're leaving.
Yes, I'm going to say goodnight, but I wanted to go through a few things before I left. What we're here for, we are legal, we don't lie. We have the government now in the Council of Elders. We are going in court with Nigeria, the official way, the way that we're supposed to ask for freedom, in court. And simply, you have to add your contribution to this. One, add your friends to the Facebook group. Volunteer on the Radio Biafra website. I go into Bilia form and fill it out so that you can register yourself as a citizen of Biafra. Make sure you've added your Facebook on that Facebook, because I'm sure that 60,000 is ridiculous. There's 7 million and we need to be hitting millions. We need to have a million man march. We can't have a million man march with 60,000. Secondly, we need to fund the growth of this transmitter. It's very important. We need to fund the growth of all the media so that we can spread the light and give everybody the truth and honesty in every village. And also contact your country's coordinator and join this fight, because we need the Million Man March to go off. We need the transmitter and we need to spread the truth, because we are fed up with the lies of Masob. Anyway, and my people, and you are my people, despite I was born here, because I've decided I have a breath and heart. So good night, everybody, brothers and sisters. Good night. God bless.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much, Carol, for all the wonderful work you're doing. We want everybody to be like that. There are other people as well. Our dear sister, Wada Marachi Opara, who is no longer Wada, because she's now married. And all the other people doing the wonderful work that they're doing, also including our dear sister Chidera as well. You'll be hearing from her very shortly. That this is Radio Biafra. We do not lie. We cannot be like Maso, because we did what they couldn't do. We took Nigeria to court. We went to the court of law in Nigeria and said we are Biafrans. Never before done. Even Nigeria themselves paid us fine in court. Who else has done that before, if not Radio Biafra? How dare somebody stand up and say that we are like these people, when everything we do shows that we cannot be like them, that we are better. We cannot even be compared to them. We want you to sit by the side and watch what is going to happen. We can't beg you. If you want to support the purchase of the transmitter, you do. If you don't want to do, you go and sit in your house and be running around like a cockroach from one corner of the dark room to another in another person's country where they are pursuing you. You don't have shame in your eyes. That is why you are a rodent in the country of your abode. That this is Radio Biafra. We are whiter than white and whiter than snow. We have no baggage. If you know it, you come on air and say it. Stop gossiping like a bunch of village women. In fact, Igbo women don't even gossip because they're full of action. I don't know who ever fathered you that gave you the impression to speak on Radio Biafra and say they are doing their own business. Do you know how much it takes to run a radio station? Did we speak to anybody before we started Radio Biafra? Do you know how much it costs to run a shortwave broadcasting outfit from England? You don't know, and you can never know. That is why you are in darkness, and that is why cattle rearers are ruling you in Nigeria. That this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the first time, we are welcoming you. We are very blunt. We are very open. We don't take any prisoners. Not at all. Because here we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. No, we don't have you. Let us go back to the line and see. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, yeah. Your name. Hello. And where you are. Yes, give us your name and where you are, please.
this is Chijoke Benedict. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Chijoke Benedict from Malaysia. Malaysians are wonderful people.
Yeah, and I'm very, very grateful and amazed with what you are doing. You are such a wonderful man who has goals and courage. You know, I've been doubting this for a very long time since my friends have been telling me about this, but I just take up my time today to listen to this Radio Biafra routine. You know, with the voice that I heard from you and the kind of goals that you have, I think you are the kind of person that you really do need to get what you want as far as this Biafra is concerned. So what I'm trying to say is that your people, the people of Biafra, I've had a lot of what people were saying, the way they talk about the bad things they talk about Biafra or other things they talk about you, that this is a cheating something or whatever. But to my
let me ask you, do you people cheat in Malaysia? Is that what people are doing? Because it seems people are, some of them are cheaters and criminals in Malaysia. Is that what they do?
Yes. Some people do something like that.
So when somebody is a criminal or they come from a family of criminals, because my father is His Royal Majesty, Ezesa-Io Kanu, go to my village, go to my, ask God Jesus Okalo when he tried to bribe my father, what my father told him.
You are such a wonderful person, okay? So I'm telling you that you keep doing what you are doing, and starting from today, I'm telling you, I'll look for where Biafran people are here in Malaysia, and I will make sure that I join them and be a part of whatever they are doing, even as the part of the contribution, I will make sure that I put to my best on it.
You have been saved. You have been saved. You are welcome into the Biafran family. The prodigal children, if they come back, we'll receive them. Add Ike Enyago on your Skype. Ike Chukwu should be able to get hold of you. Thank you very much. We are reporting this evening is breaking that as we are on air, that the Nigerian Air Force is now bombing Kanu. Kanu is under air attack by the Nigerian Air Force. Is breaking news as we are on air. Kanu is under attack. Jonathan has ordered the Nigerian Air Force to bomb areas in Kanu, and those areas are under heavy bombardment as we speak. The same thing Obasanjo did at Udi is now happening to the people in Kanu. Kanu is under attack. This is breaking news from Radio Biafra. You not hear it anywhere else. It may take them 4 or 5 days to confirm it, because Radio Biafra is reporting it, that we have eyewitness account that Kanu is under bombardment as we speak. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
This is Eze from Dallas, Texas.
Eze, what is your surname?
Njoku.
Go ahead. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to... Somebody call from Germany and ask him where he can get the Biafra flag.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to tell him that he can buy Biafra flag at eBay or Amazon.
Exactly.
If you go to eBay and Amazon, he can purchase it there.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, because Radio Biafra, we don't sell anything at Radio Biafra. Imagine what they are saying if we start selling something. People who are selling Biafra, they don't know. People, Audio Zokalo will take you and sell you to the Northerners. Ask the Northerners to ask you to go and apologize to people that killed 3.5 million of you. You are hailing him as a hero. And we humbly come to you to give you the truth through Radio Biafra, and you doubt us. That shows how stupid indeed some of you are. May God have mercy on your poor, wretched souls. That this is Radio Biafra. We are reporting that Kanu is under bombardment. The Air Force of Nigeria is bombing Kanu as we speak. Kanu is under heavy bombardment as we speak. They are trying to flush out Boko Haram. They told us a while ago that Shekau has been cornered in areas of in Bronu Hills, as Americans said that Osama bin Laden was in the Bora Bora, Tora Bora Mountains or whatever it was in those days. But today it is happening. Kanu is under bombardment. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, Nandi. Good evening. My name is Chidozie Ogwanya. I'm calling from Kuwait.
Chidozie Ogwanya from Kuwait. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, Nandi. You don't really have to waste your time on people talking nonsense about taking money or not taking money. The simple point you have made is, if you have contributed any money and is taken by Radio Biafra and eaten, please come on air and say so. Those who are talking those nonsense have not contributed any dime.
That's correct.
So we don't have to waste our time talking about them. You know, that is my own take on that.
Yes.
I don't have much to say. We don't have to be talking about what people are. People will always talk. We know people will always talk. Come on air, make a simple call through Skype or anything and tell the whole world how much you have contributed that has been siphoned by Radio Biafra. Thank you so much. That is my contribution.
Thank you. Oh God, I love my people. They're very, very funny. Come and tell us how much you've contributed has been eaten. No, maybe it's the money they plan to contribute in 2017 and the money they are suspected to be eating in 2016. They've not got, this is speculative. And that's why we ask them not to go to Yoruba churches. They confuse you. They tell you everything is miracle. There is no miracle about Radio Biafra. The only miracle we have is the miracle of truth. We tell you the truth. If you don't like it, that is your business. But the truth must be spoken, because I defer to my ancestors that founded Biafra land, where no man was subjugated, where no man stole another man's land, because they believed in one cardinal principle. Truth is paramount. Eziokubuntu. Truth itself is life. Nobody can come here to tell me to change the ways of my ancestors because of a bunch of people who are probably stealing and running away from authorities in the Western world. We don't deal with such people. That this is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is... Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Frank Ike.
Yes.
Hi.
We are listening to you. Go ahead. Say, give us your name and where you are. Go ahead.
Patrick.
Yes.
I'm for.
Yes.
Okay, please, I wanted to say something. There is something I want to say. Can you hear me?
We are listening to you. Please turn your radio off and talk to us over the phone, please. We beg you. Turn your radio off and talk to us over the phone.
All right. Now, there is something I want to give you. A kind of advice. Please. Listen very attentively.
We are listening.
Ndi Igbo people should stop abusing brothers, their own brothers. Even though whatever they have done in the past, let them stop to abuse them. Let us have one heart for now. We should try to forgive them. Let's just face the reality. Forgive them and let's move with one heart so that we can achieve our aim. A plural usually said, when your brother did you wrong, one word or the other, just call him in order. So let us not have anything bad against our brothers. Like I heard the whole one saying against Audrey or Carlo, saying against, I don't want this thing to happen. It's not proper. Let's just forget about the past. Let's just believe in ourselves.
I want to ask you a question. Are you a Christian?
Of course I'm a Christian.
Do you read the Bible, Holy Bible?
My brother, I'm a Christian, I read Bible.
Can I finish? You will speak. Can I finish, please, if you don't mind, my dear brother? Do you read the Old and the New Testament? Do you believe that both of those two books, they make up the Holy Bible? Yes?
Okay, so
Do you know what happened to the people that tried to stop the children of God from entering Israel?
What actually happened?
The ground opened up and swallowed them alive. They died.
My brother, listen, I'm the one that called you. You have to listen to me. Just listen to what I want to say. Please, it's very important. It's very important you listen to what I want to say. Don't tell me am I a Christian or this. Just listen to what I'm saying. Let's just forgive the people that have done wrong in the past.
We will not forgive them. We won't forgive them.
You have to listen to me.
I'm listening and I disagree with you. I said no.
We have to go with one heart. It's when we achieve what we are going, what we are looking for, before we cannot talk on how to handle. You cannot just prosecuting somebody. You haven't gotten the seat, you are prosecuting somebody, that is not the way. You are getting it wrong.
You are getting it wrong.
Please.
You are getting it wrong, and I will tell you that you are wrong. The reason why you're wrong is that these are the obstacles to the struggle. They are the ones stopping us from getting Biafra. How can you get Biafra if they are there? These are men with boyfriends from the north. These are men who have been sodomized by Hausa people. These are men that the reason why they got to where they are is because they compromised their
own.
Then
that
what are you talking about?
Have a spirit of forgiveness.
I don't have any. I'm sorry, I don't. There are 3.5 million people in the grave. I cannot forgive them. I cannot forgive these people, not now, not in the next life to come. They know that they killed us. They know we died. The same Hausa people that killed 3.5 million of you, you're going to befriend them. In Israel, you go and befriend the family of Adolf Hitler, and you come back to Israel and say, forgive. They will skin you alive at the airport. People don't know what they're talking about forgiveness. If you're fathered by Hausa people, you don't come to Radio Biafra. Because this is Radio Biafra here. We want the truth to prevail at all times. If you want to call Radio Biafra, please. It seems to me that we are receiving so many calls that some of even the Skype itself is finding it difficult to cope because the calls are coming in. Please, if you want to urge Zokalo to be forgiven, go and fast and pray to God to forgive him, not me. I don't have the power to forgive anybody. The only power I have is to try and make sure that we are focused on Biafra and that Biafra comes. Not any type of Biafra, but a Biafra founded on truth and honesty, a Biafra founded on transparency, a Biafra that will make all of us proud when the time comes. We are welcoming you once again that... actually we got it wrong, that Boko Haram is bombing Sabongeri. Please, Boko Haram is bombing Sabongeri. I'm reading it wrong. I don't have my glasses with me. Boko Haram is bombing Sabongeri as we speak. And they have detonated about 5 explosives in Sabongeri in Kano. I was wondering how Jonathan, where he got the bottle to order Nigerian Air Force into battle. Never. We are reporting this evening that there has been 5 explosions inside Sabongeri. Sabongeri is where Igbos are living in Kano. We told them they are going to kill them and that the massive onslaught has started in Sabongeri. The slaughter has continued in Sabongeri. 5 massive explosions. If you have people in Kano, begin to phone them immediately to confirm what Radio Biafra is reporting. We give you the type of news that nobody else on this planet can report to you. Because we are live on the air as this is happening, and we are receiving this news now. 5 explosions in Sabongeri in Kano, where Igbos are living. There are probably many people dead. If you have people in Kano, please phone them. They may be dead already. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening. This is Michael Wood, calling from Malaysia.
Yes, Mike, go ahead. This is Radio Biafra.
Please, I want to, I don't know if the last caller is still on Skype or phone. I want to ask him just a question. Who are we forgiving? Is it the Hausas or Kalo Mwagwege, who are or the obstacles waging the affair to exist? Who are we forgiving? Did the last caller know how many of my parents in the grave? You don't know how many of my brothers or my sisters that died during the war. Who are we forgiving? Is it the Hausa that killed the 3.5 million Igbos? Yeah, is the last caller insane or what? I don't know if he's a real Igbo guy, because the way he speaks, he's not an Igbo man. This is what I want to ask him, but maybe he called on phone.
He called on phone, yes. Thank you very much. Okay. He called on phone. Yeah. Maybe he heard it. First, he will hear you that this is Radio Biafra. We know what happened before, during, and immediately after the war. Hausa people fathered a lot of people. And when some people speak, you can see the Hausa in them coming out. You're asking somebody to forgive the person that raped your daughters, that cut your pregnant women open, that killed 3.5 million people. Instead of Audio Zokalo to come to condemn what happened to his people, he's asking us to go and apologize to Hausa people, and you want me to forgive him. You must be demented. That this is Radio Biafra. If you have a relative in Kano, please go and phone them now. Because Kano is raging. Sabongeri is under sustained attack by Boko Haram. There has been coordinated explosions going off in that very place. Please, Martin Zanusiem, stay where you are and wait for us. Kano is burning as we speak. Sabongeri is under attack. If you have people there, please phone Kano. Your people may already be dead. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening. This is Chinedu from Holland.
Yes, Chinedu, go ahead. We are listening.
Okay, please. I want to say something to the last caller who was making comment against what Nnamdi was saying. Please, what I want to ask this last caller, what he think if his parents, brother, or the family of his father lost in the Biafra war. Because I never called it. When this guy was saying something, my heart is burning like he's close to me. I have a lot of answer to give to him so he will know. I want to know if he can call back and tell me why he was saying something like that. Because these people he is seeing in Nigeria, he was thinking that we need to forgive them. They are the people behind our struggle. They are people that are holding us back. I shouldn't know why we should let our enemy holding our destiny, and we saying that we need to forgive him in the name of what? In the name of the devil, or in the name of which God or which believer does that guy have? In fact, this guy provoked you a lot. I'm not happy to hear such a thing, because these are the people that are holding us back. These are the people that are holding us that we don't need. We holding what God has given to us, making our home uncomfortable, eating with our enemy on the same table. In the name of the Imus, these people, all of them will die one by one. It is my prayer and the every prayer of the Biafrans. You can never be against us, and you say that you are with us, and you are eating with our enemy. That's what I want to say to the last caller. You shouldn't come onto this radio Biafra and make such a comment, because some people are not happy.
Yes, maybe he was thinking that this is radio, that people are not listening. He doesn't know that Radio Biafra, we have silent. There are more people who are not calling than people who are calling. We have over 2 million people listening every evening all over the world. People can't come on Radio Biafra and talk one nonsense from the cupboard they're hiding somewhere in Malaysia and think they can get away with it. If you support Ojus or Carlo, you will go down with him. If you support Nzeribe, you will go down with him. If you support anybody that has done evil to our people, you will go down with the person. We want to ask God in heaven.
That is our prayer.
Simple.
That is my prayer.
Simple.
Because I thank God is not close to me. You know how my heart is burning. They think that if people are not calling, they don't know how people are angry about the situation, what Nigeria are doing to the Igbo people. You go and eat with your enemy. Do you think you can please your enemy?
Never.
You can never please them. Go and read David, Psalm, what he said. You will know that David knows what enemy is. Rubbish. That guy provoked me.
I know.
I don't want you to come on this radio block again. We don't need such a people to come and hear talk nonsense. Maybe he's the agent of these darkness people. We don't know. You coming here in the name of Biafra, you should forgive him. You should go and try it and come back here. We should forgive you. God will fire you to the hell. Nonsense.
I agree with you. Thank you very, very much. We are not taking any prisoners, and we'll tell people why. If you are not angry that 3.5 million people died, then you're not a human being. That is why Mossad, the secret service in Israel, they never forgave anybody that had a hand in the killing of Jews in Europe. Everybody, they hunted them down, both dead and alive. That is how we are going to... Anybody, if people are thinking that, oh, there are evil people, give them 2,000 naira, let them start buying and selling, your business. You are mistaken. And to associate Radio Biafra with money means that you're deranged. You don't know who we are. But we will prove people wrong. That is what we specialize ourselves in doing. Proving people wrong. Biafra is going to come. If you like it, if you don't like it, if you contribute to transmitter, if you don't, it's coming. Biafra is coming. And at the end of the day, you can't turn around and then tell us, I was there. Didn't you remember me? I phoned into Radio Biafra. We are not mass up. I am not a Waziri. Can never be, God forbid. At the end of the day, our children will read about our history and they'll be proud of what we did. because we are not doing it for ourselves. We are doing it for God. When Xerxes, the god king of Persia, descended on very tiny Greece, many, many years ago, for those of you who are in Greece that remember this very battle, this battle was in 480 BC before Christ was born, 480 years before Christ was born, at a place called Thermopylae in Greece. Every other Greek king, the Athenians, the Corinthians, all of them were running away, saying, "Oh my God, this mighty army has come. They have come to devour us. Who can stand before them?" Everywhere they went, they conquered, they killed people, they pillaged, they did everything. They cut off the heads of the kings and put it on a pier to show people how massive the army, this very great army, is. Xerxes, X-E-R-X-E-S, go and Google it. From Persia, the Persian king that tried to invade, in fact, that invaded the whole of Asia and Europe, Europe Minor, coming into Greece, to come and take Greece. Only one man and 300 men stood before this man. An army of numbering over 1 million. Only 300 people held them. Only 300 men held an army of over 1 million. When I mean holding them, held them for weeks and for days before the entire Greeks now rallied to come and raise an army of about 40,000 to come and fight them. That is what is called honor. That is what is called glory. Sometimes there is glory to be had even in death. As our brother is lying in his grave, Prince Longinus Sojiako, we are asking him that his death is the last sacrifice we are going to make before we go and get this Biafra. God has taken everything from us that he has to take. It is now for us to go and take what rightfully belongs to us. Despite the fact we are forming committees all over the world, the people who will engage the Hausa Fulani people, that will engage the combined forces of the Hausa Fulani people and the Yoruba people, will not be up to 100, not up to 100 of us. And Aga Heru 100 that will engage these people and will defeat them. Not through our might, so that our children and their children will know that God is with us. So that forever and ever, we will dedicate Biafra to God himself. So that forever and ever, every child born of Biafran parentage will know that God is on our side. We know where we lost between 67 and 70. We have expunged all of that. We can't lose again. Believe you me, we're not going to lose this time around. And as we go forward, we will tell you and begin to reveal more. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. Have we lost you? Have we lost you? Yes. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Namde Carlo, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my name is Kano, not Carlo. Kano, K-A-N-U, Kano.
Oh, Kano, all right. Please, what the only small thing I want to say about the German people, if they can help us and buy, forget about the motto, buy us agric equipment. It is very necessary in Biafra land.
Okay.
Agriculture, tractors, every equipment of agriculture.
Yes. Okay.
It is very necessary for us, for in Biafra land, for we to have at least agriculture. That is the first thing.
Okay. I like that suggestion. We'll put it to them. Please, Germans, consider that. We would like callers to also advise us on what to do. Our brother is saying that we need agricultural equipment, tractors, for the Germans to buy us tractors. Let us have your views on that. I don't know. Tractor is very good. But I don't know. This is your radio station. You decide what happens. So you tell us what you want us, what you want German people to do for us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, it's Agujebe from Russia. It's Colin.
Yes, Agujebe from Russia. Please go ahead. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
I have something to say to that God that we should forgive all those people. I have a question for him. Can we answer the one America never fight against Syria in the Saudi Syria war? Why? Because America does not want the opposition party that fighting against the government. So if we join the people that somebody like the Russian Academy, there is no way we can leave the flag from support from the foreigner. Number two, I want to tell you one thing now. Black people in the Western context.
people that go to work, they already go to sleep and go home. They don't know anything. There are people that study and start working. Some people that study and working, they mix with white people and they know their culture. And they live like them. The other people that go at all, they don't go to sleep, go home, they think like people at home. They have to call you, don't need to repeat. So I want to know this, so that people that call you, know that they are only not street boys. They don't know what they are talking. That's why when you are telling them about the other in the they don't know anything. They don't know history. They don't know school. They don't know anything at all. So I don't want that to worry about. That is what I want to say. That is life.
Thank you very much, Agujebo. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We thought we had somebody on the line. No, we don't. We don't. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Kachi Ihemadu calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead. We are listening.
It was really disheartening to hear. I've been online for a couple of hours now. I've been listening.
Yes.
Somebody called and was asking for forgiveness on behalf of those who have bastardized our moral standards. Those who call themselves Igbo sons, Igbo elites, and Igbo elder statesmen who have, you know, told our birthrights to the Northerners. And I don't know why he was trying to shout the moderator down on behalf of these people. He is a Christian and he claimed he is a Christian and he doesn't read the Christian Bible. The God depicted in the Christian biblical story didn't forgive Moses. Moses suffered so much, brought some stubborn people to the desert and made a single mistake. Despite his close relationship with Moses, Moses did not see any promised land. Nobody can point where Moses was buried. Because of a single mistake, Moses was banished from entering a promised land. He suffered so much for somebody who had a tete-a-tete, a face-to-face talk, or a heart-to-heart talk with God himself. Now, how could he come again to ask us, or you, or whosoever, to forgive people who are busy making money while their relatives are dying? People who are busy till tomorrow, you know, creating circumstances that will make sure that we don't succeed and see the future. My advice to our youth, which is our hope of tomorrow, is that this forthcoming election, nobody should sell his moral for voting anybody, to go and die for anybody, to go and kill themselves for anybody, while those big stomach politicians go and hide in their bulletproof cars. Everybody should ignore these people and boycott them. When they come out, they will not see anybody to fight for them. They will not see anybody to ginger them. They will know that we are serious. It's not a question of going to collect 1 naira or 2 naira, 50,000 or 20,000. At the end of the day, it's a merry-go-round. What exchange hand is money? You've sold your birthright. You've sold everything you hope for. For the next 10, 15 years, you will not get it again. Our people should wake up because our moral standards have deteriorated.
Yes, a lot.
We don't have it again. We don't have hope again. The average Igbo man doesn't even know. Even Igbo amaghi ihe na-eme until mmiri amaghi. Isi onye Igbo pụọ n'eji. Ọ naghị atụpụrụ gọ until mmiri amaghi. Ọ mara na mmiri ezowe go. Ka anyị na-ekwu okwu, they are busy building houses in Kano. As the bomb is drowning there, some people are digging foundation. That is an Igbo. They will never listen to you. When I say, "Emecha, for now, that you your bad life, man." You know. So it takes me. I've been online since the past 3 hours. I've been here since the past 2 hours plus. A friend of mine called me. He's from Akwa Ibom State. He told me, "Brother, go online."
From Akwa Ibom State, an Akwa Ibom person is calling you to go online.
Yes. I didn't know. He gave me the link, everything, you know. I've been trying to get the contact. I told him anytime they're online, just let me know. So he gave me the information and I went online. I've been listening. And I saw how our own people are busy trying to paint Ihojo and Achokete Amano because these people have name. What sort of dirty stinking name is that? A politician that could not, you know, clean his own name. He couldn't, you know, write his name in gold. What else is he going to do? They are trying to quote the Bible for us. Our people, again, our problem is that we believe what people tell us. People who carry the Bible and tell us another thing are the people who put these politicians in front seat.
That is correct.
And give them light.
and give them a lot of names so that they will get money for them.
Yes.
And then they will become bishop and build big cathedrals.
That is correct.
We should not be deceived by all these things. Religion right now is politics. Either you believe it or not, it's a money-making machine.
Of course, so.
And that has carried away. We have forgotten the ancient trademarks. We have forgotten the ancient landmarks. We have forgotten our tradition. We are now living on a borrowed status quo. And we are expecting that things are going to be better when our mentality have been wiped off. What we live for, what our forefathers lived for, have been wiped off our memory. Some of them can't even remember what is the name of the wife of their great-grandfather. Nobody can remember. They can't even ask their father. Your grandfather's wife, what is the name? Did you ask your father that? We don't have tradition anymore. So to cut the long story short, I think I should commend what you're doing and your crew. You are doing a very great work. But you should try as much as possible to ignore people who will come online to be a wet blanket to what you're doing, because their cohorts are everywhere. You understand? In every two of them must be a Judas. Some people will come up there to try to pour sand into the garri, but they will fail. No team manager everywhere, and they are warming up to take 10,000 naira to go and die in the streets. That is the mentality our people have.
It's incredible.
That's the orientation we have. That is the orientation we have. We don't have the orientation of integrity. We don't know what is fighting for the integrity of Biafra. You know, living a life, painting a picture for your kids to grow up to emulate. All we understand now is you give, do me, I do you. You give me, I fight for you. Don't give me, I no go vote for you. You forget that what you are voting, what you are exchanging for money, is your right, is your voice. In the next 20, 30 years, it is the voice you have to counter the errors in the society, the ills of the system. So may God grant you the grace and give you more strength. You know, I say more powers to your elbow. Please ignore all this.
Of course, it makes me to work.
They will keep calling you, they will keep making a lot of noise, they will keep saying a lot of rubbish, you understand? But only a few people, only a few. Imana, Asna, Ezoke, Kaheru, Dele, Atot Wongega, Ndige Mehana, Tuanga, Yage, Hebu, Mana He Zuben.
That is you correct. Understand? I agree with you.
Yes.
We're only going to whittle down to only 100 people that will go to confront these evil men and women, wherever they may be. We know what we are doing, and we are prepared. We are prepared for these people. We are prepared for them. Let nobody underestimate our resolve. Don't underestimate us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have a caller on Skype. Are you there? We also have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone.
Yeah, my name is Timothy Wono. I'm calling from London here. I'm originally from Isuruga government area in Imo State.
Yes.
Yeah, Nandi, I just want to commend you for the good work that you're doing and all the people working with you. But also, I have a contribution to make regarding the contribution for the Transmeta. Because I used to live in Holland, and we relocated in UK here last year. There are a huge number of Igbos and Biafrans in the Netherlands. But I've been listening to the program, but I haven't had much of people calling from the Netherlands. And concerning the contribution for the transmitter, you know that not everybody is quite brilliant to be able to make a huge sum of amount to the for the transmitter, but there are one way I am thinking that would be easier for those who have very little money to be able to still make their contribution, because there are so many Igbo organizations all across in every nation, in every country where Igbos and Biafrans are residing. They have community groups, and I'm thinking that the best way is just like the Malaysians are gathering themselves together and they contribute whatever they can. They come out as one person, as a group, and with one name. There is an organization in the Netherlands we call ICANN. That is it's for evil people. But there are so many people I know, but lots of people are not working. But it is very easy for them to contribute 20 euro if they were asked to contribute for the purpose of the
of this science meter. But it will not be easy for them to go to the PayPal and make that money over to the billionaire or for Radio Biafra. But if you ask them to contribute in their own organization, and if there are up to 100 people in an organization and they each contribute 20 euro, that would be, that, if you get them together, that would make a huge sum. And I'm thinking in that way, you know, motivate so many people to be able to pay. And there are also some other people who are illegals wherever they are residing in the diaspora. They don't want to come out. They don't, some of them can't even, or some of them don't even have bank accounts of their own. But if they should make their contribution under the umbrella of their own organization, then they will have their name registered. Because I'm looking at it that, this way, that in time to come, when Biafra is restored, there's going to be an archive of those who contributed and those who did something to support this struggle.
We have it already. So people cannot lie, because we have gone digital. Everybody, including those from Russia, including our brother, we're not going to mention his name, from Kuwait, including people from one brother from Germany that gave us his token, as usual, everything is documented. You know, in this day and age, everybody, you know, you can't say, if anybody says to you, oh, I met the staff of Radio Biafra and I gave them money by hand, you know, they're lying to you. Everybody, every trail is documented, so it's not, nothing is hidden. Everybody that helped this struggle will be tabulated, will be documented. At the end of the time, we'll say to our children, these are the names and the list of those that helped this struggle. It's not in the olden days. No. People, we have illegal immigrants here, my dear brother. We also have people who can do something. Only in London alone, we have over 300,000 Igbo people in London only. Not Southeast of England. Only in London only. So that's what we're talking about.
Nandi, I myself, I have not made any contribution, but it is in my heart to make it. But I haven't got no huge amount of money to make. But I am also planning to call, asking to know where do billionaire human rights meet in London, so that I can be able to maybe come, if through that means I can be able to make my own little contribution. I know that there are probably speaking the mind of hundreds of thousands of people, even in the Western world. If there is a way to be able to go into every organization and let them identify with the Radio Biafra by making a little contribution, believe me, if every Biafran in diaspora will give, I'm saying, £1.
I know. We don't want that, my brother. We don't need that, because we're coming to the end of the program, and we don't need that, and I'll tell you why. Everybody must make their own individual contribution, not through a group. Okay. If you make it through a group and say you go and you contribute, and Bilier in United Kingdom makes a contribution to Radio Biafra now. If you're saying for the running of Radio Biafra on a day-to-day basis, we can understand that. But towards the transmitter, you must make your own individual contribution. Because people will come in time to come and say, "Hi, Ganon, Ohane, Tuon, did you see that transmitter there broadcasting? You see, it's us that bought it." No. Maybe we took money, or Billier contributed money to Radio Biafra on a Monday. You joined on a Wednesday, and then you claim you are part of the people that bought it. No. Everybody must make an individual contribution. If you're in the UK, you go to the website. Under the donate button, you will see bank transfer. Click on it. You will see the bank account of Radio Biafra. Go there and put in. You have your own teller on your hand. A receipt that says...
Why is it in dollar, not in pounds?
No. If you're in the UK, the only thing is that it's showing dollar, because that is where PayPal is based. But you don't have to use PayPal if you're in the... In fact, if you're in Europe, if you are in the European Union, by which we mean Britain, that is England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, Irish Republic, if you're in Belgium, if you're in Austria, if you're in Switzerland, if you're in Norway, Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Portugal, every European, including Turkey, you don't need PayPal. You need Radio Biafra account number. In fact, you don't even need to go to the bank. You can do it through the ATM outside. Through the ATM outside, you can pay money to Radio Biafra.
Okay.
It's very simple, as simple as that. So you don't need anybody living in the PayPal is meant for people in America, meant for people in Asia, other parts of the world. If you are in the EU, you can go and say, I want to pay XYZ amount to Radio Biafra, which is RBL Management Services in London, that has a Lloyd's account. End of story. They'll take the money off you over the counter, as our brother Daniel Chukwu is doing in Italy. That's how Daniel contributes his money to Radio Biafra. He doesn't go to PayPal. He doesn't go to anybody. He doesn't use phone credit. He walks into a bank. Nobody asks him for his ID. Nothing. He gives them money. He says, pay money into this account, this IBAN number, IBAN number, and that's the end of it.
Okay, it is good to know.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. We have to come to an end. Thank you very much. We are bringing the program to an end because we are very, very sorry. Our sister Rita Nibok called. We couldn't take her call. Martin Zanusiem called. We couldn't take their call. Akalonu called. We couldn't take his call. Asuzu Chinedu called. We couldn't take his call. And many more of you. As I will always try to remind our people, we console ourselves with the song that Oriental Brother sang. Please, if we picked your call, we didn't pick your call, we are all one in this together. We value all of you and we love you. If we admonish you, it's because we want you to repent. Don't be like Ojo Zokalo or Aton Zeribe or what's his name? Ben Wabeze. No, we want you to repent and change and see the truth and recognize it. Your ability to accept, to look at and accept the truth is what makes you a human being. This is Radio Biafra. I'm Nnamdi Kanu. It's been a pleasure having all of you today on the program. It's too late now. I can't even go to Chidera to say goodbye to all of you because it's gone past 10 p.m. here in London. Continue to add your friends on Facebook. If you don't know how to do it, ask Carol Monday. Ask our sister Chidera. Ask anybody. Ask George Agogwa. Ask Uche Mefo. Ask Zini Eziada. Ask Nonye Manning. Ask anybody at all you can ask on Radio Biafra London Facebook group. Go there and join us and add all your friends. We make 1 million, then we have our 1 million man match. Thank you very much for listening and God bless all of you wherever you are. Do not forget tomorrow, the same time tomorrow, 7 p.m. This is Radio Biafra and please, whatever you do, in whatever thing you're doing, remember to put Biafra first. Do not be sickle. Do not doubt anybody because Radio Biafra is whiter than white. We are incorruptible. It is either we get Biafra or we die in the process of getting Biafra. God bless all of you. And more importantly, God bless Biafra.
Oh,
When you will on the day, what is your garden? Ibi mena lumo waga selele Angananti asili umuenu Angananti okumu Angananti asili umuenu Ibi mena lumo waga selele Thank you.